ship operations, including a joint venture with Toshiba in Japan, has said that it wants to be the bidder. After three rounds at the PGA Travelers Championship, Jordan Spieth still the leader. News and analysis at townhall.com.
The Cascade Theater and First Five Shasta presents a fun and free film series this summer to keep the kids cool and occupied every Sunday in the month of July. See family-friendly flicks like Minions, James and the Giant Peach, The Incredibles, Homeward Bound, and Up every Sunday at 2 in July. And each event includes games and prizes. And did I mention it's free? More information at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Abby, guess where we're having the Haven Humane Second Tuesday dining this month?
I'm hoping it might be upper crust pizza because I could totally go for a slice right now.
You guessed it. This month's Second Tuesday dining will take place at Upper Crust Pizza. I love their pizzas, calzones, vegetarian options, and so much more.
Please join us at Upper Crust Pizza on Tuesday, July 11th from 5 to 9 p.m. as they generously donate a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane Society work towards being a no-kill shelter by 2021 and a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
It's the Larry Elder Show.
Say what?
Where we program victocrats, toe-tag liberals, and people who wear their baseball cap backwards.
Oh, Mary Mann!
Where we rob from the rich. Give to the pool.
Yeah, I risk you pretty dumb, so man, I'm good.
And keep a little bit for bows and arrows. And now,
let your arrow go straight to
the sage, Larry Elder.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the Prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. One dead, 10 hurt in New London attack. This time a white man drove a vehicle into Muslim worshippers. The Pentagon has shot down a Syrian aircraft for the first time. Steve Scalise is still in critical condition. Was slammed by a host on MSNBC Hee Haw. We're going to have all of that and more. And in a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Tim Graham. Tim Graham is with the Media Research Center. More on him in due course. But first, I want to talk about a very important, I think, and disturbing article written by Victor Davis Hanson. Victor Davis Hanson is a professor of classical studies at a university here in California. He is a registered Democrat, but you wouldn't know it based on the kinds of things he writes, including this article, which we're going to put up on LarryElder.com. It's called Can a Divided America Survive? And he writes that the country is divided as rarely before. Quote, half the country, mostly liberal America, is concentrated in 146 of the nation's more than 3,000 counties in an area that collectively represents less than 10% of the U.S. landmass. The other half, the conservative red states of the interior America, is geographically, culturally, economically, politically, and socially at odds with blue state America, which resides mostly on the two coasts. The two Americas watch different news, they read very different books, listen to different music, watch different television shows. Increasingly, they now live lives according to two widely different traditions. Barack Obama was elected president after compiling the most left-wing voting record in the U.S. Senate. His antidote, Donald Trump, was elected largely on the premise that traditional Republicans were hardly conservative. Red America and Blue America are spiraling into divisions approaching those of 1860 or of the hippie straight divide of 1968. Currently, some 27% of all Californians were not born in the United States. More than 40 million foreign-born immigrants currently reside in the United States, the highest number in the nation's history. Yet, widely unchecked immigration comes at a time when the country has lost confidence in its prior successful adherence to melting pot assimilation and integration. The ultimate result is a fragmenting of society into tribal cliques that vie for power, careers, and influence on the basis of ethnic solidarity rather than shared Americanness. History is not very kind to multicultural chaos, as opposed to a multiracial society united by a single national culture. The fates of Rwanda, Iraq, and the former Yugoslavia should remind us of our present disastrous trajectory. Either the United States will return to a shared single language and allegiance to a common and singular culture, or it will eventually descend into clannish violence. Does the unique American idea of federalism still work with states' rights and laws subordinate to federal law? We fought a civil war that cost more than 600,000 lives, in part to uphold the idea that individual states could not override the federal government. Yet sanctuary cities declare that they can freely nullify federal immigration law. The California Senate passed a bill earlier this month that would prohibit the state from contracting with any firms that work on the federal government's wall at the border with Mexico. States such as California vow that they will ignore Washington and work directly with foreign nations to promote their own policies on global warming. Read carefully what some prominent Californians are saying about the federal government. It is not much different from what influential Confederate South Carolinians boasted about in 1860 on the eve of secession. The national debt has almost doubled over the last 8 years, and at nearly $20 trillion is unsustainable. Entitlement spending rose even as new taxes increased. The have-nots claim the haves make far too much money. The haves retort that they pay most of the federal income taxes, while nearly half the country pays nothing. Most Americans agree that the present levels of borrowing and spending cannot continue, but many believe that the tough medicine to cure the disease of chronic annual deficits and mounting debt is unacceptable. America's infrastructure and military are vastly underfunded, even though some voters want more subsidies for themselves and apparently others to pay for them. America's once preeminent colleges and universities are fatally compromised. Universities charge far too much, resist reform, expect exemption from accountability, and assume their students must take on huge amounts of debt. Yet campuses cannot guarantee that their graduates are competently educated or that they will find jobs. Illiberal attempts to end free speech, to sanction racial and gender segregation, to attack rather than to argue with opponents, are disguised by euphemisms such as safe spaces, trigger warnings, and various isms and ologies. Beyond the guise of campus activism and non-negotiable demands is a reality that too many students simply are unprepared to do their assigned work and seek exemption through protests in lieu of hard studying. America barely survived the Civil War of 1861-1865, the Great Depression, 1929-1939, and the riots and protests of the 1960s. But today's growing divides are additionally supercharged by instant internet and social media communications, 24/7 cable news, partisan media, and the denigration of America's past traditions. All Americans need to take a deep breath, step back and rein in their anger, and find more ways to connect rather than to divide themselves. They should assume their opponents are not all sinners and that their supporters are not all saints. Things are bad now, but our own history suggests that if we are not careful, they can get even worse. This is an article by Victor Davis Hanson. It's called Can a Divided America Survive? It's up on LarryElder.com. I mentioned that Steve Scalise is in critical condition. Joy Reid, nevertheless, said this about him.
A lot of people, at least in my Twitter timeline, and it's a delicate thing because, you know, obviously everybody is wishing the congressman well and hoping that he recovers.
Sure.
But Steve Scalise has a history that we've all been forced to sort of ignore on race. He did come to leadership after some controversy over it.
We've all been forced to sort of ignore on race. What the hell is that?
Attending a white nationalist event, which he says he didn't know what it was. He also co-sponsored a bill to amend the Constitution to define marriages between a man and a woman.
So in other words, he may be in a hospital in critical condition, but he's still a bigot.
He voted for the House health care bill, which, as you said, would gut health care for millions of people, including 3 million children. And he co-sponsored a bill to repeal the ban on semi-automatic weapons. Because he is in jeopardy and everyone is pulling for him, are we required in a moral sense to put that aside at the moment?
Now, what we're required to say is we hope that when we hope he recovers, and then when he recovers, there's a renewed mindset.
Wow. Jake Tapper did ask Bernie Sanders about his grilling of this man who wanted a position with Office of Management and Budget, but he's a Christian. And Jake Tapper did ask Bernie Sanders. Not a lot of aggressive follow-up, though. Listen to this.
In tens of millions of people in our country.
I want to ask you, last week you clashed.
In tens of millions of people in our country.
I want to ask you, last week you clashed with Russell Vogt. He's President Trump's nominee for Deputy Director of the Office of Management and Budget. You went after him for writing that Muslims, quote, do not know God and that they stand condemned. Take a listen.
The statement made by Mr. Vogt is indefensible, it is hateful, it is Islamophobic, and it is an insult to over a billion Muslims throughout the world.
Senator, are you saying that someone is necessarily hateful and Islamophobic if they believe in their private life and express that in their private life the only path to God is through Jesus Christ?
No, absolutely not. Look, what our Constitution, one of the great parts of our Constitution is to protect freedom of religion. You practice what religion you want, I do, Mr. Vogt does, that's what it's about. But at a time when we are dealing with Islamophobia in this country, when you have 1.2 billion people who are Muslims around the world, to have a high-ranking member of the United States government essentially say, oh, Islam is a second-class religion.
Is that what he said? And even if he did, why would you vote no for that reason? Tim Graham from the Media Research Center up next. I'm Larry Elder. Do not leave town.
Call in now and join the conversation. 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smells.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new Spicy Crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger in a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Are you looking to get out of your timeshare with 100% guarantee? I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. We have helped thousands of timeshare owners get out of their timeshare legally and ethically. We have an excellent track record, and we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call us today for a free consultation at 855-551-7066 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com at 855-551-7066 or LoneStarTransfer.com. We will help you today.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
For over 10 years, we've danced to support survivors of domestic violence and sexual abuse. Now One Safe Place invites you to the 11th annual Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style, on July 8th at the Cascade Theater in Reading. Join the 2017 cast as they compete for the ultimate prize, the Champions Trophy. Get your tickets to the show and vote for your favorite dancer at ospshasta.org or call 244-0118. Sponsored by Partnership Health, Results Radio, KRCR Channel 7, and KCBU Fox Channel 20. One Safe Place, together we change lives.
Coming up this Monday on Radio Wasteland, we welcome Katie Redman as our guest. Katie is a hypnotherapist specializing in past life regression. Were you a hero of history? Were you a villain? Were you a snail? Find out how to find out this Monday at 6 p.m. on Radio Wasteland on KCNR AM 1460.
My blast starship across the universe divide. And when I reach the other...
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
America, we have a country to save. And now, here's Larry Elder.
Here's a party that I just keep the list. They want more people to fry. They love executions. Mm-hmm. They want people that don't have insurance to die on the gurney in the hospital bed. They want that to happen.
Right.
Forget about illegal aliens. Gay soldiers, forget about them. They're there to be booed. If you're homeless, foreclose on. If you have a home, foreclose on the people. If you're a teacher, a fireman, or a cop, get rid of the guy. I mean, this attitude of causing cruel pain on people and getting cheers for it. What's that about, Howard?
Hey, Larry. Keep up the good work. I just want to say, boy, I don't believe how much hate this woman, Maxine Waters, has. You know, and all the followers, boy, she is spreading hate. If Trump is not her president, then she should not, be dirtying the floor of the White House, let alone Washington, D.C. She is pathetic. Keep up the good work, Larry.
888-971-SAGE. I played those cuts because we have a column we put up on LarryElder.com called Decades of Blaming Violence on the Right. We're going to talk to the author of that column in just a second. But first, I want to invite you to join me on my upcoming Mediterranean cruise to Spain and Italy this November. It is romantic, it is exhilarating, and we will be sailing on the most luxurious ship ever built, the Regent Seven Seas Explorer. I've designed this very affordable cruise with a bunch of extra perks for my listeners, all included. Shore excursions, specialty restaurants, adult beverages, Wi-Fi gratuities, transfers between the airport and the ship, all included in affordable splendor. And for anybody who books a deposit on their accommodations this month, will receive $500 in shipboard credit. That's right, $500 in shipboard credit per cabin, good for spa treatments, shopping, whatever you want. So come visit me as we visit the beautiful Mediterranean. For more information or to book your deposit on your luxurious suite and get that $500 in shipboard credit, you got to call right now, 800-994-5538. That's 800-994-5538. It's all put together by my friends at Frost Roulette Travel, so please come join me, 800-994-5538. That's 800-994-5538. Soon we'll be making another run. Tim Graham is executive editor of Newsbusters, also is the Media Research Center's director of media analysis. Again, the column is called Decades of Blaming Violence on the Right. Tim, thank you very much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure.
Tim, when Gabby Giffords was shot, we were told that the shooter was inspired by right-wing rhetoric, even though there was no evidence of it whatsoever. But assuming they want to go down that road, why aren't people saying that Bernie Sanders and his supporters should have blood on their hands? After all, we've got the man that was a Bernie Sanders supporter who stabbed those three people on that train in Portland, killing two people. And then we have this recent one.
They're still pretending in Portland that it was somehow a right-winger,
yeah,
despite the Bernie Sanders background. And then in this case, they're trying to suggest, well, it's a somehow a toxic bipartisan culture. It's not Bernie Sanders. It's, well, there's just too much fighting in Washington.
Yeah, and the fighting in Washington, Tim Graham, is equally vicious on both sides, equally vitriolic on both sides. At least that's the line that, that I'm hearing from Nancy Pelosi. But it's not coming from both sides equally, is it?
I certainly don't think so. And I think the biggest thing here that is that sticks out to me is the way the liberal media pretends like, oh, there's just too much toxic discourse, as if we don't dish any out.
The willingness of the left to compare Republicans to Nazis has been a staple of the left for decades. And I'm just trying to figure out why it is, that, for example, that nobody told Howard Dean, the former chair of the DNC, for crying out loud, that it's a little past the pale to call Steve Bannon, quote, a Nazi, which he did. Did anybody from the RNC ever refer to any of Obama's top aides that way? Was Valerie Jarrett referred to as a Nazi? Axelrod, a Nazi? I mean, honestly.
Or a communist, or, Valerie Jarrett was born in Iran. You didn't see people running around, you know, spreading, she's not really an American type of stuff. I mean, this is the funny part, is that the left likes to pretend they're, you know, they are the soul of civility, the essence of, you know, even-handedness. I mean, it's ridiculous if you actually read their content or watch their television shows. I mean, this clip you just had of Chris Matthews, that's almost a daily bread and butter. It's smear and slur and, you know, put the worst possible spin on things.
My guest is Tim Graham, executive editor of Newsbusters, Media Research Center's director of media analysis. He also has co-written some books, Collusion, How the Media Stole the 2012 Election, and How to Prevent It from Happening Again. This Shakespeare in the Park episode, the New York Times is one of the many sponsors. My question, Tim, is assuming that everything else is the same except this President Obama in office right now, and instead of Julius Caesar being Donald Trump, it's President Obama. Do you think the New York Times would have sponsored the play?
I think they would have had a few questions. And I think what's interesting, though, is I know that the liberals all say, well, they did a version of this play at the Guthrie in Minneapolis with a tall black Julius Caesar. Well, if a liberal theater puts on a play, everybody doesn't assume the worst. But when a liberal theater puts on an anti-Trump play, I think it's a lot easier for us to understand. There's a thrill in there. There's a little bit of wouldn't it be great if. I think it's natural. But what's even worse than that, Time Magazine this week comes to the defense of this thing and tries to suggest that the outrage on the right is stagey, like it's not serious.
And what I'm hearing is, well, if you've read the play or seen the play, you know that eventually the moral to the story is, if you don't like your leaders, you don't assassinate them, because it's going to have all sorts of blowback. Again, same play, just put Obama there. And if Obama would have been funded, even though he's the one that would have been killed, then I would accept your argument. But I know damn well if New York Times was approached with this project and the idea that we're going to do a Julius Caesar, except we're going to have the character of Julius Caesar be Obama, I rather think the New York Times might have had a question or two.
Well, and just the whole assertion here is that if you look at what Oscar Eustace, who's been staging this play, says, it's all like, well, this is an allegory for, you know, an authoritarian leader like Trump.
Right.
It's really basically suggesting that he's like a Roman emperor.
That's right.
In his despotism. And that's again something the left does.
Yeah, he didn't win an election. He's a tyrant. Well, the article is called Decades of Blaming Violence on the Right. We put it up on LarryElder.com. Tim Graham, executive editor of Newsbusters, Media Research Center's director of media analysis. Tim, thank you very much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Sure.
888-971-SAGE. Bill Cosby spokesperson says that for all those attorneys who conspired like Gloria Allred against my client Bill Cosby, tell them to go back to law school. Really? 888-971-SAG. The Megyn Kelly, Alex Jones interview. Back and forth between the two of them. I think it's a win-win for both of them. I think people are now going to tune in who otherwise would not have tuned in, right? I'm Larry Elder. Don't leave town.
Larry will be right back. Stay tuned.
Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great landing, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
I've had my fair share of bruises and injuries, but for many who put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane has created a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving animals. For help, please go to AmericanHumane.org.
There's an older animal at Haven Humane who lost his loving home just waiting for you to come rescue him. PALS Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion, and right now Blindsided is making a donation to this fund with every window covering order. Donations to this fund continue to provide homes for these older pets and honor the memory of this amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 10 years ago.
For window coverings, contact Blindsided today at 945-3969.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Come on over.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Eldorados, let Larry know what's on your mind.
Friday, I enjoyed your little story about Muhammad Ali, and that was a great little line there. Your service to others is your ticket to a room in heaven. I hope others caught that, and perhaps you ought to mention that for those who missed your show. We catch it here in Arizona. So I was laying in bed and caught it. Thank you very much, Larry. You need to be on the FNC shows more often. You are good. I'm really enjoying you. Take care. Joe from Arizona.
Appreciate the call, Joe from Arizona. 888-971-SAG. I will be on television tomorrow morning. I'll be on the Fox Business Channel on the Stuart Varney and Company show around 8:40 in the morning Pacific time. Unless current events alter that, as they often do. We're going to be talking about a pundit on CNN who said that the Bill Cosby case was politically motivated. Also, Megyn Kelly, in her new space at NBC, interviewed a controversial host named Alex Jones. Jones initially pushed the idea that Sandy Hook, the tragedy in Sandy Hook, was manufactured. A letter was sent to NBC by the families of the Sandy Hook survivors, and they were very angry that NBC ran the interview. We're going to have all that for you between now and the close of the program. 888-971-SAGE. Now, the Stand with Israel tour is an inspiring and educational 9-day journey that will offer you firsthand insights into Israel's fascinating past, dramatic present, and promising future, while introducing you to the geopolitical and economic innovative technology and security dynamics of this amazing nation. SRN hosts Mike Gallagher and Dennis Prager will be accompanying travelers for their entire trip, explore the Galilee region, the city of Jerusalem, tour modern Tel Aviv, and receive a unique expert introduction to the land and its historic sites. You're also going to meet high-ranking Israeli leaders and gain a unique perspective into the complexities and marvels of the modern state of Israel. For more information, standwithisraeltour.com. That's standwithisraeltour.com. Here is what a Bill Cosby spokesperson said for all the attorneys who conspired, quote, like Gloria Allred. Here's his advice.
Mrs. Cosby power is back. So the legacy didn't go anywhere. It has been restored. And for all those attorneys who conspired like Gloria Allred, tell them to go back to law school and take another class.
Also, outside the courthouse, Wyatt's assistant read a statement from Bill Cosby's wife, Camille Cosby. Here's a portion of that.
How do I describe the district attorney? Heinously and exploitively ambitious. How do I describe the judge? Overtly arrogant and collaborating with the district attorney. How do I describe the counsels for the accusers? Totally unethical. How do I describe many, but not all, general media? Blatantly vicious entities that continually disseminated intentional omissions of truths for the primary purpose of greedily selling sensationalism at the expense of a human life.
That was Bill Cosby's spokesperson. We're going to play a pundit from CNN who believes that the trial was politically motivated. Also, the race card came up, too. Never mind that some of Bill Cosby's accusers are, in fact, black. If I'm not mistaken, I saw a member of the prosecution team, a black female. So how this ends up being racial is beyond me, but the race card was played by Bill Cosby's lawyers. I told my brother and you some time ago that it was going to be very difficult to get a conviction. It's always difficult to get a conviction in a rape case. Even when you have evidence that's physical evidence, it still comes down to a he said, she said. And we're talking about a case that's over 10 years ago. Memories fade, witnesses disappear, evidence gets lost. It's a very, very difficult thing to happen. And immediately after the mistrial was declared, the state said it was going to seek a new trial. I wonder about that. We'll find out. My suspicion is after they interview the jurors, and if the, for example, the vote was heavily in favor of him being guilty, then they will go ahead with another trial. But if they find out that half or more than half of the jurors were interested in voting not guilty, probably the state will not retry this case. So my feeling is the state will not be retried. The case will not be retried despite what the state is saying right now. We'll see. 80%, by the way, of the people who buy the Relief Factor Quick Start.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-651-4888. That's 800-651-4888. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-651-4888. 800-651-4888. That's 800-651-4888. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Powerhouse Solar has been putting the sun to work for you since 2003, and now Powerhouse Solar has been named a SunPower Elite Dealer. That means Powerhouse Solar has joined a network of more than 1,800 solar companies worldwide that sell, install, and service SunPower products. So is it a big deal? Yeah, it is. To earn Elite Dealer accreditation, a SunPower dealer must achieve a 90% or greater customer satisfaction score on past installations and successfully complete two advanced certification courses in topics like the installation and design of a high-efficiency SunPower system, and Powerhouse Solar has done that and gone well above it. Powerhouse Solar selected for their commitment to providing customers with outstanding service and delivering the most effective and reliable solar technology that is available. Powerhouse handles every step of the solar process, including system design, installation, and maintenance, as well as financing, permitting, and rebate processing. There's a bunch of it. They know it. They're experts. Call today, 275-5600. That's 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Get up off of that thing and dance till you feel better. Get up off of that thing.
Larry's father, Staff Sergeant Randolph Elder, says hard work wins. You get out of life what you put into it. And now, here's Larry Elder.
Hey, Larry. I was listening to you this morning on the podcast, and you were interviewing Chris Wiggins, former 37th District candidate. And it was clear that it was a cat-and-mouse situation. You bring up a topic, Chris would say something, and then you demolish the liberal viewpoint. That being said, I thought Chris seemed very thoughtful and kind of what I'd call a lovable liberal. And I think that he's someone you could change over and pull over to our side. So I propose a segment once a week where you and Chris debate a subject. And I think it'd be very entertaining. And also think you could pull him over to our side. We need good guys like that. Thanks, Larry. Love the show.
Appreciate the call. 888-971-SHE, 888-971-7243. Was the Bill Cosby trial politically motivated? And is the Obamacare repeal and replacement bill dead? Will it get done before January the 4th? All of that's coming up. 888-971-SHE. Also, Megyn Kelly interviewed the very controversial Alex Jones, who often promotes conspiracy theories, including that Sandy Hook was a conspiracy theory. She also then, before the show started, explained exactly why she was having him on.
First tonight, our report on the incendiary radio host, Alex Jones. For years, Jones has been spreading conspiracy theories, claiming, for instance, that elements of the U.S. government allowed the 9/11 attacks to happen and that the horrific Sandy Hook massacre was a hoax. Some thought we shouldn't broadcast this interview because his baseless allegations aren't just offensive, they're dangerous. But here's the thing. Alex Jones isn't going away. Over the years, his YouTube channel has racked up 1.3 billion views. He has millions of listeners and the ear of our current president.
We'll be getting into that later on in the show. 888-971-SHE. But first, Jason is in Oakland, California. Jason, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
All right. Well, the first comment I wanted to make was, as far as all of you, I hear a lot of your listeners, every time Trump steps in it, or every time Trump makes a mistake, Obama did it. Obama said it. Obama, what about Obama? Or you know,
every time Trump makes a mistake, Obama did it.
Yeah, I mean that's basically what it comes.
Every time.
To say, I see where you're going with that. That's what I would say. Because every time Trump makes a mistake, Obama did it. Cut the nonsense. Cut the BS. Cut the elementary argument. As far as you know, your listeners always going back to Obama. What is that? Or I should ask them, what are they trying to accomplish with that? What do they think that's going to accomplish?
Jason, I'm with you. President Trump is president right now. He should take charge,
right.
and should take control and take responsibility. I agree with that. And I'm sure you felt the same way when Obama was president and Obama was blaming everything on George W. Bush, right? You felt the same way, didn't you?
Well, exactly.
Okay, good.
It's a political people.
Okay, good. So I'm happy you're consistent. Appreciate it. Janet is in Kailua, Hawaii?
Yes.
Did I pronounce that correctly?
Kailua.
All right. First time out.
Kailua. Hi.
Thank you.
You know, I'm calling regarding the Bernie Sanders rant and his position, but every time someone like that goes into these kind of things, no one calls them out for their religious belief. And Bernie Sanders will have to talk for himself, but actually he is he's talking like a secular humanist.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go back and ask them what their dogma is and what they stand for, and they have eliminated it from some of their manifestos, but in the Humanist Manifesto 2 in the early 2003s, they included their goal to eliminate and all messianic religions,
mm-hmm,
because it was going to cause trouble in the world.
Well, Bernie was born Jew. I don't think that he's practicing, and I'm not quite sure what his religion is. I remember it came up during the campaign. And he did not say he's an atheist, although I believe that's probably what he is. because even atheists know that in this country where most people are Christian, it's not a good thing to be that if you're in public office. So my feeling, he's probably an atheist. He's probably not a believer at all. But I really don't know what he believes. All I know is that he attacked somebody for his standard Christian beliefs. And if this man is not capable of holding office because of his beliefs, then Donald Trump is not capable of holding office because of his beliefs. Now, the beginning of the show, I talked about the $15 minimum wage and all of the restaurants in the Bay Area that are now being closed, all the restaurants in San Diego that are being closed. Those of you of a certain age are probably aware of an ice cream company called Ben & Jerry's. Ben & Jerry's was started in 1978, by two hippies. And their goal was not to make money. Their goal was not to make profit. Their goal was to have a product like ice cream that people could enjoy, and workers will enjoy coming to work because there won't be stress, there won't be pressure. We won't be putting a lot of pressure on workers to be productive. We want this to be a kind of like a commune. And they ran it for a while, began to have some difficulties, brought in professional management, and ultimately sold the company to Unilever. And now it's being run by bad old nasty corporate America. Well, guess what? Scores of farm workers and activists have marched on Ben & Jerry's, claiming that their program that would ensure fair wages and living conditions was not met. Keep in mind, this is a hippie company started by two hippies. The whole point behind Ben & Jerry's was to show that you don't have to be aggressively capitalistic. You can have a company where people enjoy coming to work and where the prices aren't too high and consumers consume your product, and the world will be lovely. Until they had to bring in professional management because they kept losing money. And now, just like everybody else, they're trying to make a profit. Is that a four-letter word, profit? 888-971-SAGE. Was Bill Cosby's case politically motivated? Is repeal and replace dead on arrival? Can something still happen? I'm Larry Yoder. Don't leave town.
Call in now and join the conversation. 888-971-SAGE.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Oh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
If you're worried about how the market's going to respond in these first 100 days of new leadership, you're not alone. Even the best experts can't predict what's going to happen in the coming year. So be smart and have a plan. Go to SaveProfitPlan.com to start your plan. Bill Pulis with Profits Run has developed a plan on how you can profit now. Go to SaveProfitPlan.com to learn how to make a little extra money each week. Trading involves risk of loss and is not appropriate for everyone. Go to SaveProfitPlan.com for more information.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. industry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Liftoff. Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great landing, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Now back to the sage, Larry Elder.
Larry, Doug in Phoenix, how can you possibly support deregulation? From the time of the savings and loan scandal, things have only gotten worse in this country. Meltdowns of major corporations, the crash of 2008. You can go back even farther to the crash of 1929 and follow the corruption of the stock market.
888-971-SAGE. I don't know how long it would take me to unpack that nonsense. Even Bill Clinton, who's the one who got rid of the Glass-Steagall regulation that's been in effect since the Great Depression, that put a wall so that no entity could also engage in commercial banking and traditional banking. That removal of that wall allowed something like a Citicorp to survive. And by the way, Citicorp did better than many of the other banks that were not these blends. So what you said is just nonsense. And the Dodd-Frank legislation was passed, even though it does not do anything at all about the so-called too big to fail. One more time, the reason for the housing meltdown had to do with the government deciding that everybody who fogs up a mirror should be able to buy a home. And the Community Reinvestment Act and the teeth put into that act by Bill Clinton, and the fact that these banks had to have a Community Reinvestment Act score in order for them to grow and expand and to acquire and to put in ATMs, all this put pressure that changed the entire lending standards in the whole business. That and the so-called community government-sponsored entities that essentially bought all these loans so that people in Wall Street were not playing with their own money. My long way of saying this was a government-driven recession. And you have to ask yourself why our friends to the north in Canada did not have the same kind of housing meltdown, because they have no Freddie, they have no Fannie, they have no government policy that says it's good soup for everybody to own a home. So our neighbors right to the north, even though we're on the same continent, did not experience the same kind of housing meltdown. Go figure. Now, MyPillow sold 25 million pillows. Here's your chance to join millions of others who are sleeping better than they ever had. Just go to MyPillow.com or call 800-890-1843 right now. Make sure you use the promo code Larry. That way you can take advantage of Mike's four-pack special. 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com or call 800-890-1843 right now. There's been another terror attack, this time by a van driven by a white male in Finsbury Park. In London. Here's what CNN said about it.
Key news into CNN reports right now out of London that a vehicle has collided with pedestrians and there are several casualties.
And Finsbury Park Mosque is a very famous mosque because one of their leaders was prosecuted for terrorism-related charges. They claim that the mosque has now been changed and moderates are running it, but a white man, plowed into a van shouting, "I'm going to kill all Muslims. I did my bit." He's now been arrested, 48-year-old white man. More on this later. I am Larry Elder, 888-971-SAG. And if you think you cannot tell a joke, get in line. I'm going to play somebody for you who really cannot tell a joke. You think you can't tell a joke? Some people can't tell a joke.
Hey, high school sophomores, juniors, and seniors. It's been a long year and graduation is just around the corner. After all that hard work, a nice summer break is well deserved. But wait, did you know that by taking a few classes at Shasta College this summer, you can get a jump start on your college education? Shasta College has more for you. More classes so you can graduate faster. More programs so you can choose your perfect career path. More flexibility to work around your busy life schedule. And more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Summer enrollment is happening now and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Call 242-7650 to get started and get a jump on your future career with summer classes at Shasta College. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help you bring it all together. Get your jump start at Shasta College. Register today at 242-7650.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading. You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. British officials are investigating a cyber attack on Parliament after discovering unauthorized attempts to access parliamentary user accounts.
A spokeswoman for the House of Commons said the incident affected lawmakers and other parliamentary staff's ability to log on its system and use their emails. It was not immediately clear how many people were affected or what the extent of the damage was. A statement said that remote email access for members has been disabled in order to protect the network. Liberal Democrat Chris Rennard said on Twitter that urgent messages should be sent by text message because parliamentary emails may not work remotely. The National Cybersecurity Center and the National Crime Agency are looking into the incident. Sarah Shackley, London.
15 people confirmed dead in a landslide in southwestern China. More than 120 were buried by the landslide that caused huge rocks and a mass of earth to come crashing down on homes around sunrise this morning. And there were five now GOP senators opposed to the GOP health care alternative to Obamacare. The newest, Nevada Republican Senator Dean Heller, coming out yesterday. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer says the president's willing to work with any senator who's against the current bill.
He's got a lot of respect for the four senators in particular on the Republican side that have come forward, wants to work with them. But, I know Senator Manchin talked about potentially getting some Democrats together, and the president welcomes that.
The four that Spicer's referring to are Heller colleagues Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Ron Johnson, and Mike Lee. A New York judge says Ivanka Trump must testify in a dispute with an Italian shoemaker over one of her company's shoe designs. The trademark infringement lawsuit by the Italian-based company filed last year says her Hedy shoe was a knockoff of their Wild Thing shoe. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. That's 800-518-4020.
Elsewhere in the world, and overseas in England and overseas in Asia, the North Korean government claiming botulism caused a devastating brain injury that led to the death of University of Virginia student Otto Warmbier. General physician Dr. Charles Snyderman says botulism is a rare but serious illness caused by a toxin that attacks the body's nerves.
Botulism requires emergency treatment with antitoxin and supportive neurologic care to prevent the devastating effects. The toxin is made by bacteria called Clostridia, which are commonly found in soil. The bacteria can grow in food if not cooked at high heat and stored properly. Most cases of botulism in the U.S. are caused by home-canned fruits and vegetables.
Dr. Snyderman adds that since North Korea is known to deprive political prisoners of food, it is possible that Warren Beer got foodborne botulism, but the regime's also known to poison political dissidents, so we'll probably never know. More on these stories at townhall.com. A group of ranchers has sued the U.S. Department of Agriculture, seeking a return of labels that clearly identify meat products in other countries and imported to the United States.
The lawsuit seeks to overturn a March 2016 decision by the Department of Agriculture to revoke regulations requiring imported meat products to be labeled with their country of origin. The lawsuit filed by Public Justice says that change allowed imported meat to be sold as U.S. products. The lawsuit says the change violated the nation's Meat Inspection Act, which required that slaughtered meat from other countries be clearly marked.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Between 2009 and 2016, the USDA required country of origin labeling on meat. University of Missouri has voted unanimously to revoke the honorary degree it bestowed on actor Bill Cosby over allegations Cosby drugged and molested women. The president of the college says Cosby's alleged actions don't reflect the university's values. This is townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Next month, we will celebrate 22 years of alpha male pleasure maneuvers, enjoying cigars, spirits, delicacies, grilling, dames, dice. And in that 22-year period, we have sampled many spirits and wines. But we have never conducted spirit tasting maneuvers of rum, one of the oldest distilled spirits known to mankind. And so today on the Cigar Dave Show, it's summer, it's warm. Well, in some parts of the country, why not enjoy a libation that is associated with warmth in the Caribbean, and that is rum. Today, rum tasting maneuvers front and center on the Cigar Dave Show from the Davidoff of Geneva Store Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa. Long Ash greetings and salutations, a Long Ash snappy salute, semper delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. The General front and center. We have moved Command Center Alpha, just like Air Force One. Wherever this general, this five-star is, that is where Command Center Alpha is at that time. I could be anywhere. I could be in the People's Republic of California. I could be in the Cigar City. No matter where I am, that becomes Command Center Alpha. And today, Command Center Alpha has moved. Big announcement here at the Davidoff of Geneva Store Lounge in the Cigar City. First of all, we've got Tommy DiAdio, who is the general manager of the Davidoff of Geneva Store Lounge here in Tampa, as well as the senior executive vice president of spirit and wine procurement for Corona Cigars and Davidoff. Tommy D, as always, thanks for the hospitality.
Man, I just keep getting promoted every week with you.
And there's not a damn thing that Jeff Borshowitz can do about it. And we spent some great time with Jeff a while back on the farm, not that long ago, on the farm, the FSG Florida Sun-Grown Farm. There's nothing he can do about it. He just look and salute me and say, whatever you say, General. So we've got a great sampling, and as always, we've got our resident sommelier, sommelier Dave Cavanis. Sommelier Dave, I was just thinking about this. This has got to be maybe the
19th, I would think.
Well,
we did Y2K, so this is the
7th. No. I'm trying to think how many times you've been on the show now. Oh, I think it's got to be at least 50, 60.
Easily.
Easy. And we never run out of spirits and wines to sample.
We sure don't. And long ashes at you, General. Hopefully everything's going well this spring into summer for you.
Back at you, as always. Yes, indeed, it is. Now, big announcement. I should say that at the Davidoff of Geneva Store Lounge in the Cigar City, there is a loft area that is a private lounge. It's used for meetings. It's used for club events, that kind of thing. But Tommy D, today, big announcement. We've just put the word private on the door. This is now the Private General's Alpha 5-Star Lounge, exclusively for my use in our broadcast maneuvers. This is big.
You have to have alpha beta points to come up here.
Alpha beta points? No. There's no betas whatsoever in this vicinity. Betas are not allowed in the General's 5-Star Alpha Lounge.
Just alphas.
We don't want wussified betas.
No.
Those guys, we can, you know, you can always notice a beta because they kind of walk slumped over with their head between their tail, and they look very timid and meek. Whereas alphas, we carry ourselves boldly, strongly, and walk very proudly.
Yes, we do. It's like walk is you know what you're doing.
Always have confidence. Women
sure.
like confidence.
They sure do.
They like power, perception of power, and they like sense of humor. Alphas, mm-hmm. if that's the only three things you take away from me, trust me, use those three elements and you will be good to go. Your score ratio will improve dramatically, and your ability to land hot, beautiful women will improve dramatically as well. Let's talk about rum. I am looking right now at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. 17 rums. Did I miss any? Nope.
No,
we got 17 rums. Now, for mere betas, they'd look and say, ooh, that's a lot in 2 hours. But for alphas, piece of cake. We'll have this done in the first segment. We'll taste all of this. So we're going to be enjoying rum. Now, let's talk about rum. Rum is a distilled alcoholic spirit made from sugarcane byproducts, either molasses or directly from sugarcane juice by a process of fermentation and distillation. And Sommelier Dave, as we have learned, any fruit or grain can be fermented as long as it has natural sugars within that.
Sure.
It can be fermented. In fact, grapes are used in buffalo and apples to make vodka.
Oh, sure. You distill it out. You get whether it's natural yeast or you go and buy a strain of yeast that you're trying to utilize, put it together, the two combine. Though by the heat, alcohol is a byproduct.
Now, the distillate, a clear liquid, is then usually aged in oak barrels, but not necessarily.
Sure.
Because we see there's clear rum, which usually you use for mixing in various drinks. But there's also the añejo type of rums, which have almost looks like bourbon, like a whiskey, because they are aged in either, can be any type of barrel. There's no requirement. It can be an oak barrel, can be an old bourbon barrel, can be a port barrel.
We have some that are oak in nature, but they're sherry and port casks that we've used. We've got some that are bourbon barrels.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Kyle DeFore.
Hi there, sports fan, broadcasting live from Tiger Field. It's Kyle DeFore here on KCNR 1460, bringing you game two of a three-game series here, the visiting Humboldt Crabs against your hometown Reading Colt 45s. 45s took a five-game winning streak into last night's game one of this series, where they dropped a tough one 3-2 in a great pitcher's duel. The solo home run was your Kia drive of the game from off the bat of Jackson Murphy, but they fall just a bit short in the ninth. They try to get back in the win column here tonight. Your starting pitcher tonight for the Colt 45s is going to be Micah Gunter, the right-hander out of Simpson University.
defense behind him looks like this. Ben Kerner is going to be the catcher. Casey Trosclair will play first base. Second baseman tonight will be Curtis Perrin, getting his first start of the season. Made his 45's debut last night. Left side of the infield, Devin Orr plays shortstop, while Thomas Alstrom will be a third. Outfield, left to right, Jared Bertotti, Latrell Harris getting his second start of the season, and Jackson Murphy will be in right behind Micah Gunter. As I mentioned, 3-2 win last night for the Humboldt Crabs. They're now 12-2 on the season. 45s dropped to 9-5. As I mentioned, a five-game winning streak coming into last night, and a great ball game. We're looking forward to one here for you as well here tonight. A few changes in the lineup tonight for both teams. We'll talk about the visitors here. As we mentioned, tonight's pregame show brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Turtle Bay's summer show is mythic creatures, dragons, unicorns, and mermaids. Also, look for our Wings of Summer butterfly exhibit. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? So, our thanks to all of our friends at Turtle Bay, sponsoring pregame festivities here, as we're just about ready for first pitch here from Micah Gunter. And it's going to be to right-handed center fielder Alex Aguilar. First pitch is a fastball up around his shoulders, 1-0. Aguilar not in the lineup last night. Jeremiah Burks played center. He's in left tonight. This pitch is fouled out of play. 1-1 now. Beautiful night for baseball here. Come down and join us. Just $5 a ticket, $3 for our fans 62 years of age and over. Aguilar, Kyler Murphy, and Jeremiah Burks do up in the visitor's half here as he fouls one back toward the Reading Library. It's pitcher's count 1-2 now. Tonight's pregame festivities as well as the game are sponsored by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Not too far from us here at the ballpark. Here's a 1-2 now, and Gunter gets a swing and a miss on a changeup way out in front of Aguilar, and he's down on strikes for the first out of the ballgame. So here's Kyler Murphy.
For the Crabs, catcher number 6, Kyler Murphy.
Murphy, your catcher tonight. He played left field last night, went 2-for-5 with a double. Doubled in the third. Singled in the ninth. Stranded both times. Gunter in the windup now ready. That ball is just a bit outside. No, it's on the outside corner for a strike. No balls and a strike now. Austin Lively, the third baseman, even in with the bag as Murphy runs well. That ball up and away. 1-1. Your defense tonight, Devin Orr moves over to shortstop after playing second base last night. Marcus Lydon has the night off here. Jared Bertotti moves to left after having last night off as well. That ball is hit out to right, playable, as Murphy now comes in a few steps and makes the play. And a quick two downs, score to fly out to number 9 as Murphy squeezes it. That'll bring up Jeremiah Burks, 1-for-4 with a walk. Stole 3 bags last night and scored a run. In route to scoring that run, he stole second and third base. The same time out on the base paths. End of the night, 1-for-4. But he was on base the majority of the night, also reached on an error one time. First pitch is at the knees for a strike, 0-1. Gunter not wasting any time. He's ready with the 0-1 pitch. And that one is in there for a strike as well. At the knees, good location. 0-2. Ready now with a pitcher's count, 0-2. Swing and a miss. He sets him down on strikes. 2 strikeouts and a 1-2-3 first for Micah Gunter. We head to the bottom of the first of a scoreless tie. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Unicorns and manatees to mermaids. Discover the physical and cultural connections between the real and mythical worlds at Turtle Bay this summer in Mythical Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Mythic creatures of all kinds are taking over the museum May 20th through October 1st in this immersive, hands-on exhibition organized by the American Museum of Natural History, New York. Mythic Creatures is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Summer's On Us sales event continues at Reading Kia, and the deals are so good.
Today, get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
And Kia Motors will make your first two payments.
That's right. Summer's on Us continues at Redding Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and America's best warranty.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, come visit Redding Kia today.
0% financing for 66 months, no payments for 5 months, and Kia Motors makes your first two payments.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, have a great summer.
On approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summers on Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.16 per $1,000 financed.
Sale ends July 10th. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding. Facebook, YouTube,
RedingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the first here at Tiger Field. Colt 45's getting ready for this. Is going to lead off. Batting second will be Devin Orr, your shortstop. Austin Lively, your DH tonight, actually, will be batting third. Jared Bertotti cleans up and plays left field. Jackson Murphy in the five hole in right field. Alstrom will play third and bat sixth. Ben Kerner behind the plate batting seventh. Casey Trostclair, your first baseman tonight after DHing last night, he will bat eighth. And your number nine hitter, Curtis Perrin, after a pinch run appearance last night in the ninth for Wilson Kessel, he will have his first start of the season here tonight. And they're going to be facing right-hander Jeffrey Kirsten for the Humboldt Crabs. Kirsten out of Sierra College, a 6'4", 195-pound right-hander. So here's Harris, your center fielder, 1-for-4 last night with a single. So he had a couple hard hit balls that could have been hits that were taken away on nice defensive plays. 1-for-4 and a run scored for the Simpson University outfielder. It's his second start of the season here, making his debut last night. So Harris, Orr, and Lively is your DH. 1-2-3 here in the bottom of the first. A tall right-hander delivers a fastball high around the shoulders. Good velocity there, but it misses 1-0. Kirsten, 6'4", and a lot of that is legs. He kind of unfolds himself as he comes toward the plate there, but it generates a lot of velocity with that whip action. Fastball in the outside corner evens the count at 1-1 here. That one is in there as well. One ball and two strikes now. Tonight's game is brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Their summer show, Mythic Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Also look for their Wings of Summer Butterfly exhibit. TurtleBay.org for park hours and information. This ball is chopped foul in front of the plate. Down the first baseline. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful? Just across the way here from us, near the iconic Sundial Bridge. Slight breeze blowing from right to left. Actually out towards left. Another 1-2 pitch is very high with the fastball this time. As count is even at 2-2 now. 45s were held scoreless last night through the first five innings. And a breaking ball that almost makes it back to the front side of the plate. But the count goes full. Harris let it go. The visitors dugout letting the umpire know where they thought that one was. Here's the payoff pitch. Line drive into right field. That's going to get down for a single. Nice piece of hitting there by Harris as he takes the pitch on the outside half and just goes right with it to right field. And a leadoff single here as a base runner for the 45s. That's Devin Orr.
Number two, Devin Orr.
Orr last night 0-for-3, hit by a pitch in four plate appearances. Batting left-handed here against the big right-hander. Third baseman comes in even with the bag anticipating perhaps a sacrifice. Orr watches the fastball on the outside half. 0-1. Orr split his time between shortstop and second base. Playing shortstop here tonight. In the two hole for the second straight night. Harris goes. Here's the throw down to second base, and he is safe. Stolen base for Latrell Harris. And a man in scoring position now. Looked like the pitch was called a ball, so it's 1-1 to Devin Orr. Oh, pitch is actually called a strike. It's 0-2. So, pitchers count 0-2 here with a man on second base and nobody down for Orr. That hit ball is hit to the right side, and it'll be a productive out as the first baseman will take it unassisted. Moving over to third is Harris. So Orr on the ground out. We'll bring up Austin Lively with a first run of the ballgame, just 90 feet away here with one down. Lively, 2-for-4 last night, two singles. Also stole a base, his first stolen base of the season. He was the all-time leading stolen baseman at his high school up in Washington. Just finished his freshman year of college ball. Carson in the stretch. The ball is chopped high to the shortstop. This one's going to get the runner in. It's going to be a tough play to get him at first, and they are not going to get him. It's not even close. Lively, with that great speed, beats it out. Second baseman had to wait for that second hop. More than enough time for Lively to beat it out. That's an RBI single and an infield hit. 1-0 Reading.
Number 29,
Jared Bertotti. So here's Bertotti out of Simpson University as well, switch hitting left fielder. We saw him in center field for a couple of games last weekend against Solano. That ball is hit hard out to second base, and this is going to be 2-4-6-3 double play, and that'll end the inning. A tailor-made double play erases that. Hitter Austin Lively and ends the inning, but one run home for Reading. It's 1-0. We head to the top of the second. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
1-0, Reading Colt 45's in the lead over the visiting Humboldt Crabs. Game 2 of a three-game series here. Micah Gunter, right-handed starter, getting ready to start his second inning work here. Two strikeouts in a 1-2-3 first for Gunter. It'll be the 4-5-6 hitters for the visiting Crabs. Ryan Myers, Kyle Callahan, and Devin Lehman. Myers, the first baseman, 0-for-4 with a walk last night. And he hits the first pitch very high to deep right center field, but stopping a step or two in front of the track is Jackson Murphy. One pitch fly out to right. And there's one down. Tonight's game is brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Their summer show is Mythic Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Also look for their Wings of Summer Butterfly exhibit. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? Going out, that'll bring up Callahan. 1-for-4 with an RBI double last night in a 3-2 victory for Humboldt. Watches a strike on the outside half. 0-1. Callahan, the third baseman tonight. He was the DH last night. It's a hard-hit ground ball to first base. Trosclair up with it, and he'll take it to first himself. Three unassisted. And there's a quick two down. That'll bring up Devin Lehman. Lehman, the second baseman, out of Sacramento State, 5'8", 170. Not in the lineup last night. 1 of 5 new starters here tonight for the Crabs. only the 2-4 hitters, pardon me, the 2-5 hitters were in the lineup last night. The leadoff and 6-9 hitters all getting their first start of the series. First pitch misses for ball 1-0 from Gunter. Delivers this ball, is hit hard to first base. It takes a big hop over the glove of Trosclair. And that's going to be a single into right field. And a two-out base runner. First base runner of the game here for the Crabs. As Lehman reaches on a single.
Number 12, Jack Crowell.
There's Jack Crowell. He's out of Gonzaga University. Right-handed hitting sophomore. So we see Gunter in the stretch now for the first time, and the first pitch is in the dirt, dug out by Ben Kerner. Kerner out of Concordia University up in Seattle, Washington, or a Seattle, Washington native, I should say. Here's the 1-0. That one misses somewhere. Two balls and no strikes. Might have been a bit outside. Good crowd here, still filing in as we're in the second inning. Every seat in the shade here for a 7:15 first pitch. Here's a 2-0 pitch from Gunter. That one is just a bit high. We're calling it knees to belt today, I guess. 3-0. Hitters count 3-0 now. Big hole on the right side with Trosclair holding the runner on. He's taking all the way. It's in there at the thigh, which is acceptable for the umpire. 3-1 now. Should he reach, it'll be Anthony Enwea, a DH on deck. 3-1 now. That ball is grounded out to the second base. Flipped it to shortstop, and Devin Orr steps on second base. Nicely done. Perrin to Orr, 4-6 on the putout, and that'll end the inning. One man left. We head to the bottom of the second. 1-0 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Reading's electric utility. Are you interested in saving energy and money? By investing in energy-efficient products, equipment, and technologies, you can further reduce your energy usage and increase your savings. Before you shop, review REU's rebate page and see how we can help you save money and energy. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you. Powerful together.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the second here in Tiger Field. 45's out to a 1-0 lead. And they're going to be facing Jeffrey Karsten here in the second inning of work. Singled and scored for Latrell Harris. He singled, stole the base, and came around to score on an RBI hit by Austin Lively. It's going to be the 5-6-7 hitters here in the second. Jackson Murphy, the Chico native, will lead it off. He'll be followed by third baseman Thomas Alstrom and catcher Ben Kerner, 5-6-7. Murphy in his second at bat came up with two outs and nobody on in the fifth and hit a solo home run. Swing and a foul back to the screen. Had a similar type cut that time. That opened the scoring for the 45s in the fifth. And we get another single run in the sixth before falling 3-2. Here's an 0-1 pitch to Murphy. A breaking ball very high. Doesn't quite make it back down to the strike zone. 1-1 now. Great breeze here on a warm Saturday night. I want to thank you for spending part of your weekend with us here on KCNR, listening to Colt 45's baseball. It's a 1-1 pitch to Murphy. Swing and a miss, and a healthy cut there. Did not get cheated. 1-2 as he swings through the fastball. Murph tied for the lead on the team with home runs. He's got two. Tied with Wilson Kessel. It's a fastball in the outside corner called strike three, and Murphy is the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Ahlstrom. 0 for 4 last night. He's playing third base tonight. He was in the left last evening.
Number 14, Thomas Ahlstrom.
So Lively moves to the DH, Trostclair to first, Fabing the night off, and Ahlstrom slips right in at third. A lot of moving parts here from Andrew Greg Catteray. And a breaking ball in at the waist to Ahlstrom. No balls and a strike. Ahlstrom out of Eugene, Oregon. Takes one on the outside half, and a quick 0-2 now. Didn't like the call there. Perhaps a pitcher's strike. It's Kirsten. Now ahead, 0-2. And that one just a bit outside. Very close that time. And Kirsten motioning toward the umpire. Is that a little outside? Typically on 0-2, you don't want to antagonize the umpire. That one very high with the fastball. Tried to get him to chase. And it's back to 2-2 now. Typically a good strategy not to antagonize the umpire under any circumstances. 2-2 now, and that's a swing and a miss, and Ahlstrom down on strikes, and the first two men have struck out here in the bottom of the second. Tonight's game brought to you by Turtle Lake Exploration Park, their summer exposition. Mythic creatures, dragons, unicorns, and mermaids. They've also got the Wings of Summer butterfly exhibit. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Lake Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? Amazing to see the evolution over the last several years of Turtle Lake. Really become quite an attraction down there by the river. First pitch to Ben Kerner here is up high, a slider that doesn't make it back down. There's the 1-0 now. Hard hit ground ball, off the label there. It looked like he got jammed. Sounded like loud contact, but it's going to be a ground out to shortstop. 6-3 on the put out, and the 45s go down in order. We head to the third, still 1-0 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Coming up this Monday on Radio Wasteland, we welcome Katie Redman as our guest. Katie is a hypnotherapist specializing in past life regression. Were you a hero of history? Were you a villain? Were you a snail? Find out how to find out this Monday at 6 p.m. on Radio Wasteland on KCNR AM 1460.
I fly a starship across the universe divide. And when I reach the other side.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Another tight one here. Game two of this series against the visiting Humboldt Crabs. 45s lead 1-0 in the third. A 3-2 pitcher's duel last night, and it looks like we might be in for more of the same. Micah Gunter starts his third inning work. He's allowed just one base runner thus far. It'll be the 8-9-1 hitters for the visiting Humboldt Crabs. D.H. Anthony Enwea will lead off, be followed by right fielder Jack McCarthy, and then back to the top of the lineup and Alex Aguilar. All three players not in the lineup last night. A rather large roster brought by the Humboldt Crabs. Five new starters here tonight, in addition to a new starting pitcher, obviously. One of the oldest semi-pro baseball teams in existence, the Humboldt Crabs, been playing since if memory serves correctly, since the 1930s continuously. They've got players from all over the Western United States. This ball is hit hard to third base, and it's going to kick off the glove of Ahlstrom, and he's going to have no play over at first, and that's going to be an E5. And they catch a break there as the throw skips past Trosclair and hits the runner and stays right near first base. So, and Weah stays at first base on the E5. And here's McCarthy. Jack McCarthy out of Oregon State University, which has just had a run through the College World Series there. Takes a pitch a little bit high, 1-0. Not getting that high strike. It's belting below tonight. And Gunter, who likes to change speeds and sight lines and locations. Wanting that high strike, not getting it so far. 1-0 pitch is going to be a chopper through the left side here. As Ahlstrom was playing near the bag, and that one deep in the hole, or with no chance to get it, and that'll be a no-out single. Runner moves to second after reaching on the air, and there's two men on with nobody out here. For the top of the lineup, Alex Aguilar struck out swinging his first time. He's over one. Beautiful day for baseball here at Tiger Field. Shadows creeping across the infield. The pitcher and second baseman in sunlight. Slight advantage for the pitcher going from light to shadow. Gunter, that ball is bunted, and it's going to be to the left side of the pitcher's mound, and he's not able to pick it up cleanly, and everybody's safe. That's going to be an E1 as Aguilar had something of a line drive bunt, but it got past the pitcher's mound to the third base side. By the time he's able to pick it up, couldn't pick it up cleanly the first time, and that was more than enough time for Aguilar to beat it out. That'll be an E1. So two errors and a single have loaded the bases here for the number two hitter, Kyler Murphy, who flew out to right field his first time.
Catcher, number six, Kyler Murphy.
Two Kyles and a Kyler in the lineup last night for the Crabs. Just one Kyle and a Kyler in there tonight. But one of them at the plate, Kyler Murphy right now. 2-for-5 with a double last night. Bases loaded and nobody out here in the third. That's a ground ball to right. That's a single. Going to get through. At least one run's going to score. They're going to wave the man from second. Here comes the throw. And it's going to be a wild throw from Trosclair, who cut it off and tried to flip it to first. Runner will advance to second. That'll be an E3 on the play. A single and an RBI for Murphy, advancing to second on the E3.
Jeremiah Burks.
Is Kyler Murphy, and Weah scores. And McCarthy's going to stay put. McCarthy scored as well. So Aguilar all the way over to third. And two runs home here. It's now 2-1 Humboldt. That'll bring up Jeremiah Burks. Struck out swinging his first time in the first. Second and third now with nobody out. First pitch is grounded to the left side deep in the hole. Orr is going to make a great diving catch. All he's going to do is keep it from getting to the outfield. No chance to get the speedy Burks, who had three stolen bases last night. That'll be an infield hit and an RBI as well. Aguilar comes around to score, and the first three men who reached on an error, a single and an error, have all come around to score here. Murphy over to third, and there's runners at the corners now. Still with nobody out. 3-1 Humboldt now. Cleanup man Ryan Meyer steps to the plate. He was kept in check last night, 0-for-4 with a walk. So Gunter trying to pitch out of trouble here. Three runs already home in the top of the third. Throws over to first to check on Burks. Runner is back. Gets the sign from Kerner, now he comes set. Another throw over to first to check on Burks. Trosclair with a slap tag, but the runner is back again. Murphy at third, Burks at first. Both had RBI singles back-to-back here. As three runs have scored. And the top of the third. That's a pitch on the inside half. Good location there from Gunter, and it's no balls and a strike. being very deliberate here with two runners on base. Ready now with the 0-1, and he's going to step off. Now he toes the rubber again, ready with an 0-1 to Myers. The ball is down low, a ball and a strike. Down the left field line in our VIP pavilion down here at Stevens Electrical Incorporated tonight. Stevens Electrical Incorporated, we've got the power to complete commercial, industrial, or residential projects established 12 years ago. Stevens Electrical, family-owned and operated electrical contracting company, bringing light to the community right down in the VIP pavilion here tonight on the left field line. This pitch is fouled out of play, and it's one ball and two strikes now. For your next group or family event or business event, think about the VIP pavilion here at the ball game. You and up to 50 guests. Everybody gets a ticket, a meal, a drink. Great group rates available. Contact Reading Colt 45s for more information. 1-2 pitch now on the way from Gunter here to Myers. That's a hard hit ground ball up the middle. Orr dives, and it's into center field for a hit. Run's going to score from third. Burks headed to third, and he's going to motor all the way over there on the single to center. Three consecutive RBI singles, this one by Ryan Myers now. Murphy scores. It's 4-1, and runners on first and third still with nobody out here. Three consecutive hits. Fourth hit of the inning here for the Crabs. That'll bring up Kyle Callahan. He grounded out to first, 0-1. Following his first plate appearance, he comes up here in an RBI spot with Burks at third. Myers at first. That ball is hit out into right center field. That's going to get down for a hit. Burks will score easily. Myers headed to third. And Callahan's going to stay put at first. Is a good job there by Murphy and Harris to get to it quickly. It'll stay a single, but that'll be the fourth consecutive RBI single. And Myers all the way to third. It's now 5-1. A five spot here in the top of the third for the Crabs. That'll bring up Devin Lehman. He'll be the eighth man to bat here in the lineup. Meeting out at the mound, manager Greg Catteray goes out to talk to Gunter. Two errors and five singles here. As the Crabs have kept the line moving, they've taken a 5-1 lead here. Tonight's game brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Their summer show is Mythic Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Also look for their Wings of Summer butterfly exhibit. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? So Gunter looking to put out the fire here in the top of the third. Five runs home here. Runners at the corner, still nobody out. For Devin Lehman, he singled his first time, the first base runner of the ball game. That ball is hit to right field, and it's going to get in the right field for a single. Fifth consecutive RBI single. If it's any consolation, Kyle Callahan stopped at second instead of taking the extra base, as the last two runners have.
Stepping up to the plate,
and it's 6-1 as Meyer scores. That'll bring up Jack Crowell. He's the ninth man to bat here as the Crabs have batted around now in the third. First and second with nobody out. That ball is low and away with a slider. One ball, no strikes. A 3-2 barn burner last night. It's 5-1 Crabs right now early here in the third. We'll have the 4 p.m. matinee game tomorrow for the getaway game. This one is fouled down the right field line, hooking towards visitors' bullpen. Foul. 1-1. Murphy gave chase, but no real chance to get there. Good to see Murph back in the lineup. A solo home run and a 1-for-3 night last night after sustaining an injury and going through concussion protocol last weekend. One ball and one strike. Gunter now comes set. Ready for with the delivery here to Crowell. The ball is up high, and he shies away from it. 2-1 now. First time through the lineup uneventful for Gunter, but it's been the second time that's been problematic. Here's a 2-1 now. That ball is fouled out of play, and the count even to 2-2 now. Growl the shortstop tonight. Taking over for Chase Fernland, who went 1-for-4 last night. Not in the lineup tonight. Two count. Gunter checks the runner in second. Now he's ready. Kicks and fires. That ball is chopped out to first base. Trosclair to shortstop. And that'll be a fielder's choice. 3-6 as Orr.
It's time once again for our beer batter tonight. If the beer batter strikes out, it's
so that's the first out of the inning. And that'll bring up Anthony Anguilla. Reached on an error and scored to start this frame. He is your beer batter tonight.
Anthony Anguilla.
Should Anthony strike out for the remainder of the top and bottom half of the inning, discount beer here for all the fans in attendance. At this point, we'd kind of prefer a double play to end the inning with the runners at the corners and one down. Slider outside. One ball and no strikes. The 1-0 to Enwea. Fouled out of play behind the scorer's table into the parking lot. Count is 1-1. Hard to believe the season already a third over. This is our 15th game of the season. I'm going to do it all the way through the first week of August. Get the entire schedule at RedingColt45s.com. I have every game right here for you on KCNR. Runner going to second. Kerner bluffs the throw and looks back to third. Callahan not going anywhere, so it'll be a stolen base. Or defensive indifference, whichever way you want to look at it. But nonetheless, Lehman up to second. Pardon me, Crowell up to second without a throw. This pitch misses as well, 2-2 now. Right-hander warming in the 45's bullpen now. Six runs home here in the top of the third. 2-2 count on Enwea. That ball is grounded out to second base. Playable there for Perrin. 4-3 on the putout. That'll be second out of the inning. But an RBI is coming around to score. Is Callahan. Crowell moves to third. It's now 7-1.
Now batting right fielder number 39, John McCarthy.
So here's McCarthy, singled his last time and scored. He'll now be the 11th man to bat in the inning. Ball is hit out to short. Up with it is Orr. Over to first, and that'll end the inning. 6-3 on the putout. With seven runs for the visitors, make it 7-1. We head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Reading weather is heating up again, and that means air conditioning in your car or truck is not optional. I trust St. John's Automotive on Eureka Way to do the job right with one-stop service for my car. They are family-owned, with fair prices, outstanding work, and great customer service. They do it all. Call St. John's Automotive 2040 Eureka Way at 605-4889. That's 605-4889.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868. 5868.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the third here at Tiger Field. Hometown 45's trailing 7-1 to the visiting Humboldt Crabs. Leading off is going to be first baseman Casey Trosclair. He was your DH last night, went 0-for-3 before being lifted for pinch hitter Dominic Tating in the ninth to lay down a bunt. So he's your first baseman tonight. 8-9-1 hitters, Trosclair, Curtis Perrin, and Latrell Harris at the top of the lineup. Here in the third. First pitch is fouled out of play off the end of the bat. On deck, Curtis Perrin. He was a pinch runner last night in his 45's debut, making his first start of the season here. He'll have his first at bat here momentarily. Trosclair takes a breaking ball outside. One ball, one strike. 7 runs on 7 hits for the Crabs. 1 run on 2 hits, 3 errors so far for the 45s. The 1-1 now from Kirsten. Swinging and a miss from Trosclair, and it's 1-2. Nice breeze here, blowing slightly out to left on a warm Saturday evening. Come down and join us here at Tiger Field. Here's a 1-2 now. Ball has popped up foul over towards the VIP pavilion down there, as we mentioned. Stevens Electrical down there tonight, thanks to all of our friends at Stevenson Electrical. Another 1-2 here to Trosclair, and it's down in the dirt, and he takes it for ball 2-2 now. Good to see Casey back in the lineup for the second night here. He's been nursing a hamstring. Did not play in the Solano series last weekend in the 4-game sweep. 2-2, and that ball is hit hard out to center field, but right at the center fielder. And a line out. As the ball is put away, Aguilar makes the play. Score to line out to number 8, and that'll bring up Curtis Perrin.
Curtis Perrin.
This will be the first at bat of the season here for Curtis Perrin. A 5'8", 175-pounder from Vancouver, Washington. Another one of our Seattle University contingent along with Austin Lively, Marcus Lydon. Drake Meningo as well. And he'll step in here with one out, nobody on. Against Kirsten. It's a hard-hit ground ball to first, and it's going to eat him up, but enough time to get to the bag on him, his own, and Perrin will be retired. 3 unassisted, and there's quickly 2 down. Tonight's game brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Their summer show is Mythic Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Also look for our Wings of Summer Butterfly exhibit. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it a wonderful? So much fun for the kids, the entire family, Turtle Bay, much like the Colt 45s game here. And Harris, who singled and scored the lone run of the ballgame for the 45s, has to jump out of the way here. It's 1-0. Speaking of the kids, July 10th, 11th, and 12th, and then again on the 17th and 18th, we'll have Colt 45's Summer Youth Camp. That's a little soft liner to third on a broken bat, and Harris will be retired. 1-2-3, go to the 45s. We head to the top of the fourth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time to celebrate with Anderson Explodes, Pam Tillis, and Amy Clausen on July 3rd at the Shasta District Fair. Brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, Redding Kia, Sierra Pacific Industries, KRCR, Chronic Disaster Services, and this radio station. Admission is free, so come on down. Gates open at 4 p.m. Music starts at 7:30. Fireworks at 10 p.m. Food and drinks are available, including the annual 4-H FFA barbecue. Parking is just $4. See you July 3rd at Anderson Explodes.
Powerhouse Solar has been putting the sun to work for you since 2003. And now, Powerhouse Solar has been named a SunPower Elite Dealer. That means Powerhouse Solar has joined a network of more than 1,800 solar companies worldwide that sell, install, and service SunPower products. So is it a big deal? Yeah, it is. To earn Elite Dealer accreditation, a SunPower dealer must achieve a 90% or greater customer satisfaction score on past installations and successfully complete 2 advanced certification courses in topics like the installation and design of a high-efficiency sun power system. And Powerhouse Solar has done that and gone well above it. Powerhouse Solar, selected for their commitment to providing customers with outstanding service and delivering the most effective and reliable solar technology that is available. Powerhouse handles every step of the solar process, including system design, installation, and maintenance, as well as financing, permitting, and rebate processing. There's a bunch of it. They know it. They're experts. Call today, 275-5600. That's 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Top of the lineup due up here for the visitors in the visitors' half of the fourth. 7-1 lead for Humboldt here. Mike Gunder going to try and put a rough third behind him. Three errors in a sloppy top half of the third for the 45s, as whatever could go wrong did. But luckily, a lot of baseball left to be played here. A 6-run lead, more than surmountable. 45s put up a 9 spot on Sunday in the first inning. First pitch here to Aguilar is a called strike with a slider. Good location there as he turned away from it. It drops right in at the knees. The 0-1 from Gunter is going to be flied out to right center. Hanging up, drifting over, is Murphy from his spot in right field. And that'll be first out of the ball game. First out of the inning, anyway, here in the fourth. That'll bring up Kyler Murphy. He's 1-for-2 with a single. Singled and scored. And drove in a run in his last at bat.
Number 6, Kyler.
As I mentioned before the break, when the inning abruptly ended, Colt 45 Summer Youth Camp, 10th, 11th, and 12th of July. Have your young ones come out and play with and learn from the 45s. There's a bunt down the third baseline, and it's a good one. Kerner's going to have a tough play, launches it towards right field, and it's into right field down the first baseline. Runner's going to head to second. Murphy's going to have a hit and advance to second on the error, so that will be a bunt single on a nice play by Murphy. But Kerner came up, had to hurry the throw, because it would have been a close play either way. And it gets past Trosclair and Perrin backing up. Perrin was in the right position to back up, but the throw just eluded him. A runner on second now with one out for Jeremiah Burks. The left fielder batting third. He's 1-for-2 with an RBI single. He scored as well in the third. Murphy takes his lead off second. And Burks offers it a pitch below the knees, right at his shoe tops. Looked like a change up there, 0-1. Myers on deck as Gunter tries to put that forgettable top of the third behind him. Ready now with an 0-1. That ball is grounded out to short. Orr looks to runner back to second, and a strong throw to first. Well played there by the CSU Monterey Bay shortstop. 6-3 on the put out. Murphy stays put at second. And there's two down now for Ryan Myers. He singled and scored. One of five consecutive RBI singles. He was the third in that line. As Gunter is looking to strand that runner at second here in the top of the fourth. First pitch they bat to Myers. He thinks about it but holds up, and it's down low. 1-0. Game 2 of a 3-game series here. We'll do it again tomorrow at 4 p.m. for a matinee start. 45 is looking to get back in the win column. They had their 5-game win streak snapped last night in a 3-2 heartbreaker. Currently trails 7-1 here in the top of the fourth. Gunter behind 1-0 to Myers. Long look into Kerner. Now he's ready. The delivery. That ball is tipped foul. 1-1. Another pitch down near the shins there, and Myers offered. Certainly preferable if you're a pitcher to miss low rather than high. High mistakes tend to get hit hard. But a lot of those singles last inning were choppers that just found the hole in the infield. Only a couple of those were actually hit on the screws. And with three errors, just kind of a bad luck inning there for the 45s. Here's a 1-1 now to Myers. Swing and a miss on a beautiful changeup that drops down below the zone there. Pitcher's count 1-2 now. Gunter ahead in the count, looking to put away Myers here. One ball and two strikes. Myers has flown out and singled one for two, and Gunter's going to step off. Myers steps out. Now he digs back in. All rituals completed. We're going to have Gunter step off again here. So Kerner's going to head out to second base, or out to the pitcher's mound with a runner on second. Maybe reset the signs. Got a couple pitches to play with and first base open. And a 1-2 count. On Ryan Myers here. Grabs first baseman waiting on a 1-2. Here it comes. And a check swing looked like it caught his bat. It's going to be a foul tip. Count remains 1-2 here. Following our weekend series here with Humboldt, last game will be tomorrow, 4 p.m., as I mentioned, a four-game set starting Thursday the 29th against the Fairfield Indians, the 29th through July 2nd. We'll have a four-game set against Fairfield, and then six games in 6 days, July 4th through the 9th. Two back-to-back three-game series over the July 4th, which is on a Tuesday this year. Pitch misses here, there, and it's two balls and two strikes now on Myers. Ball's popped out of play, and count remains 2-2. That's right, July 4th to July 9th, we'll have 2 3-game sets. The Sierra Wolves will come into town, and then the Portland All-Stars on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Six games in six days. Another 2-2 on the way to Myers. That ball's down in the dirt. Nice job by Kerner to keep it in front of him. Count goes full now. Three balls, two strikes here on Myers. Run around second with two down. Gunter trying to throw up another goose egg here and keep the lead right where it is for the Crabs. And a breaking ball misses high, and it's a 3-2 walk. Myers on base for the second time in three plate appearances. First walk of the inning here. Runners on first and second now for Kyle Callahan. RBI single. One for two his last time. Had a reliever warming in the home bullpen last inning. Nobody down there right now, so with two outs, Gunter has the inning as of right now. Hard hit ground ball to second base. Perrin takes it on a hop and throws him out at first. 4-3 on the putout. Two men stranded. We head to the bottom of the fourth. 7-1 Crabs. You're listening to Reading Cool 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's the 10-year anniversary of the Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show at Turtle Bay. Enjoy a fun-filled, educational wildlife show where animals showcase their natural behaviors in a captivating and inspiring atmosphere. With new behaviors, new information, and some new animals, this year's show will thrill, captivate, and inspire you. Walk on the Wild Side is presented by Reading Bank of Commerce. Catch the show at 11 a.m. and noon, Tuesdays through Sundays at Turtle Bay, starting Saturday, May 27th. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
2-3-4 hitters due up in the home half for the 45s. They trail 7-1 to the Humboldt Crabs. Devin Orr, your shortstop, will be followed by D.H. Austin Lively and left fielder Jared Bertotti. Orr grounded out to first, his first time, 0 for 1.
Number 2, Devin Orr.
So they'll try to get something started here against right-hander Jeffrey Kirsten out of Sierra College. Scored a run in the first on an RBI single by Lively. That's been the extent of the offense thus far. So we get the second time through the lineup now. Orr watches a fastball in the inside half, 0-1. Come down and join us here at Tiger Field. Just the fourth inning. Barbecue is open. That's a foul ball back to the screen and a quick 0-2 here on Orr. Got ribs, tri-tip, barbecue, hot dogs, and burgers, you name it. Beer garden in the shade, every seat in the shade here. 0-2 is outside. One ball, two strikes on Orr. We throw a barbecue every night, and we play a baseball game, too. Whatever reason you come, we're happy to have you. Here's another 1-2 on the way to Orr. That one's down in the dirt. Count is even now. So from 0-2 back to 2-2. And as we've come to expect here from Devin Orr, not a lot of short at-bats, not a lot of easy outs. He's going to make you throw pitches. He fouls another one off and spoils a fastball in on the hands. Still 2-2 here. Line drive down the left field line is going to hook foul off the VIP pavilion down there. Line shot just a little bit foul. Orr with a good opposite field approach on that one. Here's another 2-2. Breaking ball up high, and the count goes full now. Another graded at bat here from the 45 shortstop. They need base runners. One run on two hits, four errors for the 45s. It's a ground ball up the middle. Going to be a tough play for the second baseman. Stops, makes the throw, and gets over by a step. Well played there. And there's one out here. 4-3 on the putout. Nicely done over there by Devin Lehman, making his first start of the series here tonight. That'll bring up Austin Lively. Infield hit on a chopper up the middle that scored Latrell Harris from third base in the first inning. The lone run thus far for the 45s. He'll try and get something started here with one out, nobody on against Kirsten. That's a little roller out to second base. Up with it again is Lehman, 4-3 on the putout, and Lively is retired on one pitch. And there's quickly two down. Today's game brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park, their summer show, Mythic Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Also look for their Wings of Summer butterfly exhibit. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? Thanks to all of our friends at Turtle Bay. Another year of Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. So here's Bertotti. Grounded into a double play. Hit a line drive out to second base that he caught on the short hop and ended up being a tailor-made 4-6-3 DP. Here's an 0-1. That's the first one. It's called a strike. That's a ground ball up the middle. That's going to be a base hit for Bertotti. And the switch hitting Simpson left fielder has a two-out base runner here. Now bring up Jackson Murphy. Murphy's 0-for-1 thus far tonight. 1-for-3 with a big fly last night. His second home run of the year.
Jackson Murphy.
And one thing you got to love about Murph, he gets what Giants announcers Kruk and Kipe would call both cheeks into the swing. As he put one about a third of the way up the netting over the left field wall last night. Sitting dead red, and he got the pitch he was looking for, and he did not miss it. He could cut into the lead here with one another big swing, and he watches the breaking ball up and away. One ball, no strikes. Ahlstrom on deck. Should the inning continue? Here's the 1-0 to Murphy. Swing and a miss on a big cut there, and it's one ball and one strike. Looked like a low and away fastball there. Couldn't quite get to it. Bertotti on first. Big hole on the right side as he's being held on over there by Callahan. Here's a 1-1. That's a hard hit ball down the left field line. It's going to be a foul ball. Murphy jumped all over a breaking ball that had a little hang time on it. And it couldn't have been more than 5 feet foul. But nonetheless, one ball, two strikes now on Murph. Out of Academy of the Art University down in the Bay, Chico native. And it makes this announcer smile. He wears Giants gear around here. You know, not everybody here. We all bleed black and gold during the season. But, you know, I realize not everybody's from Northern California or Central California. We've got a lot of Oregon guys, some Washington guys, even some Southern California guys who might like a certain team that shall not be named. But we're all 45s here at Tiger Field. Still 1-2 on Murph. This one fouled out of play down the right field line. Good hack there to stay alive. On a fastball up and away. Good battle going here between Murphy and Kirsten. Still 1-2 with two down and Bertotti on first. We are under the lights. Dusk approaching here. Just past 8 o'clock in the bottom of the fourth. 1-2 to Murphy. Fastball low and away. Two balls, two strikes. And Kirsten is walking off the mound about four steps towards the dugout, and now he said something to the umpire. Not the way to endear yourself to the man who's going to be calling balls and strikes the rest of the game. Count is 2-2. That's a line drive foul down the right field line. Murphy got under it a little bit and hooked it foul toward the visitor bullpen there. It's still 2-2. A lot of pitches here this inning. For Kirsten, next pitch will be number 51 here through four innings. But a good chunk of those have been here in the third. 1-2-3 innings in the second, pardon me, in the fourth. 1-2-3 innings in the second and third. Murphy swings and misses on a ball in the dirt. Ball we throw down to first as a formality. A K, 2-3 on the putout. And that'll end the inning. One man left, 45, still trailing 7-1. We head to the top of the fifth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Summer's On Us sales event continues at Reading Kia, and the deals are so good.
Today, get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
And Kia Motors will make your first two payments.
That's right. Summer's On Us continues at Reading Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and America's best warranty.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, come visit Reading Kia today.
0% financing for 66 months, no payments for 5 months, and Kia Motors makes your first two payments.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, have a great summer.
On approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summers on Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.16 per $1,000 financed.
Sale ends July 10th. Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Reading. Facebook, YouTube.
ReadingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Getting ready to start at the top of the fifth here. It's going to be the 6th, 7th, 8th hitters for the visiting Humboldt Crabs, Lehman, Crowell, and Wea. Lehman's 2-for-2. He's got two singles and an RBI. Batting left-handed here. A 5'8", 170-pounder out of Sac State. And a hard hit ground ball out to second base. Curtis Perrin knocks it down, up with it, and one pitch out. Over to Trosclair, 4-3 on the putout, and there's one down. I'll bring up Jack Crowell. Grounded into two fielder's choices, 0-for-2. Tonight's game brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Their summer show this year, mythic creatures, dragons, unicorns, and mermaids. Also look for their Wings of Summer butterfly exhibit. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful? First pitch of the Mbappe here to Crowell is fastball low and on the outside corner. Good location there for a strike, 0-1 from Gunter. Gunter's thrown three scoreless innings and a 7-run third. Righted the ship last inning with a scoreless fourth. he'll start the fifth here as well. That third inning looked worse than it was. Three errors and six hits, but about three of them were C&I singles. That's a fastball low one on the inside corner there in a good location for a strike. One and two now. Working both sides of the plate with the four seamer is Gunter. That one is down in the dirt for a ball. On deck is Anwia. 0 for 2. He's reached on an error and scored once. Also drove in a run with a fielder's choice. So two productive outs. That's a slider that's just a bit low to Crowell. Froze him on the breaking ball, but a bit low for the umpire's taste. And so chopper to third, going to be a tough play charging. And trying to barehand it is Ahlstrom. And now nobody's covering second, and the runner's going to head back to first. Ahlstrom knew he had to hurry with good speed running in Crowell. And we'll see how they want to score that. Hit or an error. Crowell's at first with one out. And they're going to give him an E5. So a tough night thus far for Ahlstrom at the hot corner. Crowell reaches on an error, and that'll bring up Anwia. Reached on an error, scored in the third. Fielder's choice RBI also in the third, as he was the second out of the inning in that seven-run third. First ball is hit high and deep to center field. Heading back is Harris on the run and catches it over his shoulder on the warning track. What a great running catch there by Latrell Harris on a ball that was hit right on the screws by Anwia. And Harris chases it down, a fly out to number eight. And there's two outs now. Great range shown there by Latrell Harris in just his second start of the season. That'll bring up McCarthy. The right fielder is singled and scored and grounded out. One for two. Two outs and a runner on first here. Gunter throws a strike right in there at the knees. 0-1 now. An 0-1 now from Gunter is a breaking ball right in there. Beautiful pitch on the outside half. And a quick 0-2 now. Runner takes his lead off first. Pitcher's count 0-2. Gunter fires very high, and Kerner has to come up out of his squat to keep that one from going to the backstop. It's 1-2, perhaps trying to add a bit onto the fastball with two strikes. One ball, two strikes now. Runner goes from first. That's a pop-up on the infield. Over on the right side, it's going to be Trosclair, the first baseman, going to make the play, and that'll end the inning. I'll pop out to number three. One man left. We head to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Consider replacing incandescent light bulbs in your home with energy-efficient LED light bulbs. LED bulbs use up to 75% less energy, generate no heat, last up to 25 times longer than incandescent bulbs, and offer comparable or better light quality than other types of lighting. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
45's getting ready to take their at-bats here in the home half of the fifth, trailing 7-1 against the Humboldt Crabs. Seven runs, eight hits, no errors for the Crabs. One run, three hits, four errors for Humboldt 45. It's going to be the 6-7-8 hitters for Redding. It's going to be Thomas Ahlstrom, your third baseman, leading off, followed by catcher Ben Kerner. And first baseman Casey Trostclair, 6-7-8. Ahlstrom went down on strike, swinging his first time over one. Still trying to figure out Jeffrey Kirsten here. A single run in the bottom of the first has been the extent of it. Two of the three hits came in that first inning as well. Only a single by Jared Bertotti in the fourth has broken up the monotony, as nine of the last 10 hitters have been retired here by Kirsten. First pitch is a called strike here to Ahlstrom, 0-1. That's a hard hit ground ball, and that's going to get past the first baseman down the right field line. Ahlstrom takes a big turn, and he's going to hold up at first base. But a nice inside-out swing there as he smokes it past the first baseman for a leadoff hit. And the 45s have something going here in the bottom of the fifth. A scoreless top of the fifth, which means discount ice cream for all the fans here at the ballpark. What we like to call the frozen fifth.
Number five, Ben Kerner.
So here's Kerner, the catcher. 0-for-1, he grounded out to short in the second. Ahlstrom at first. And we get to see Kirsten in the stretch here. A breaking ball drops in there for a strike, 0-1. Kerner out of Concordia University, another Seattle native on our team here this year. Hard hit ground ball to left side, foul, and it's quick 0-2. That one's down the third baseline toward the home dugout. Oh and 2 to Kerner here. Kirsten out of the stretch. Now he's ready. Fastball outside. 1-2 now. This portion of the game brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Their summer show, Mythic Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Also look for their Wings of Summer Butterfly exhibit. TurtleBay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? Swing and a miss there by Kerner. He's down on strikes for the first time of the inning. That'll bring up Casey Trostclair, lined out to center. Hit it hard, but right at Aguilar in the third. He's 0-for-1. Trostclair, a 200-pounder out of Williston State. Hard hit. Pitch back to the screen there as he sends it back 0-1. Native of Reno, Nevada. Along with Brendan Yawn. A couple Williston State Reno natives on the team this year. Yawn has the night off here tonight. Part of that three-headed catching contingent with Wilson Kessel and Ben Kerner. 0-1 to Trostclair. Swing and a miss on a pitch down below the knees. Look like a changeup. 0-2 now. Fastball outside, 1 ball, 2 strikes now. Swing and a miss, and the ball kicks past the catcher. And Trostclair will be out on strikes. Runner on first is going to stay put, Ahlstrom. So Trostclair is 0-for-2 now, and that'll bring up Curtis Perrin. Perrin grounded out his first time 0-for-1. Making his first start of the season here tonight.
Number 9, your second baseman, Curtis Perrin.
Runner on first and 2 down now. As following a leadoff single, consecutive strikeouts have stalled the rally. First pitch is a fastball up high from Kirsten, 1-0. Swing and a miss by Perrin. 1 ball, 1 strike. Big cut there by the infielder out of Vancouver, Washington. Here's a 1-1 now to Perrin. That ball down in the dirt. 2-1. Reminder, you can hear all of our games here on KCNR 1460 and streaming live for those out of the area on KCNR1460.com. Hello to all of our friends listening in Oregon and Washington. Perrin takes a pitch outside, and it's 3-1 now. One of the few hitters counts here against Kirsten tonight. He has been efficient, allowing just one run through 4 2/3. 3-1. Perrin takes on the outside corner, is getting ready to toss his bat towards the on-deck circle and take his base, but instead we'll have a full count. Harris on deck. He's 1-for-2. Should the inning continue? Payoff pitch. Runner goes from first. This ball is driven out into right. And it's going to get down over the head of the right fielder. Scoring easily off the stolen base attempt. Running on the pitch is Ahlstrom, and it's 7-2. RBI there for Curtis Perrin, his first hit, and RBI as a Reading Colt 45. Welcome to Reading, Curtis Perrin.
Next up to the 45, center fielder, number 3, Latrell Harris.
So Ahlstrom scores. Perrin puts himself in scoring position with the double over the head of the right fielder as he put a charge into that one on a full count pitch. A challenge fastball, and he did not miss it. And he's now two bases away from scoring here himself. Harris singled, stole a base, and came around on the RBI single by Austin Lively in the first. For what was up until just moments ago, only running the ballgame for the 45s. Now they're looking to put up a crooked number here in the fifth. Harris takes a breaking ball at the knees for a strike 0-1. Kirsten ready now with an 0-1 pitch. He delivers, and Harris swings and misses on a breaking ball down below the knees out in front there. Pitchers count 0-2 now. Perrin takes his lead off second. Kirsten checks the runner now ready with the 0-2. That one is down low. Did not offer that time. 1-2. 45's on the comeback trail here. Already a run home here in the fifth, and another one sitting out at second base for Latrell Harris. Wait down a 1-2 from Kirsten. He kicks and fires. Swinging and a miss on a fastball up around the letters. And he's down on strikes. That'll end the inning. But one run on two hits, an RBI double by Curtis Perrin makes it 7-2 Crabs. We head to the top of the sixth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
What better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202? Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great planning, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the sixth here at Tiger Field. Humboldt Crabs getting ready to take their at-bats here, and it's going to be against a new pitcher here. Top of the lineup, Alex Aguilar, Kyler Murphy, and Jeremiah Burks will take on right-hander Jared Kirby of Simpson University. He relieves Micah Gunter. They close the book on Gunter tonight. 5 innings, 8 hits, 7 runs, only one of which was earned, though, as his defense really did desert him tonight. 5 errors for the 45s through the first 5 innings here. So 7 runs, only 1 earned, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts in 5 innings for Gunter. And he leaves trailing 7-2. Kirby, pitch to Aguilar here at the knees, 0-1. Nice location there from Kirby. Now breaking ball in there, and it's a quick 0-2 fastball breaking ball combo. Kirby tied for the team lead with 2 wins with Matt Green. That ball is hit out to center field and playable for Harris, and he will make the play over in the gap. Scored a fly out to number 8, and Aguilar is retired. He's now 0-4 on the night. That'll bring up Kyler Murphy. For Kirby, a native of Clovis, California, appearing in his 5th game here, 2nd relief appearance. He's made 3 starts. In 18 innings, he's got 11 strikeouts against 8 walks. This ball is hit out to right center field, hit well. But Harris, showing impressive range, goes over to the other side of the gap to make that play. Scored a line out to number 8. And you can see why he's out there covering a lot of ground for manager Greg Catteray. He's one of a bevy of Simpson University Redhawks on the team this year. And
Jeremiah Burks.
A couple nice plays there to start the inning. That'll bring up Burks with 2 outs and nobody on. Tonight's game brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park, their summer show. Mythic creatures, dragons, unicorns, and mermaids. Also look for their Wings of Summer butterfly exhibit. TurtleBay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? First pitch here to Burks is at the shoe tops for a ball 1-0. Kirby makes quick work of the first 2 hitters. And now steals the strike at the belt 1-1 to Burks. A good defensive strategy. Get him to hit it to Harris out in center, and he'll go get it. 1-1 to Burks. Breaking ball, beautiful pitch, drops right in at the knees. Called strike 2. 1-2 now. Kirby has come out of the bullpen throwing strikes here in the 6th. 1-2. Fastball low and outside. 2-2 now. Kirby, 5'10", 170-pounder. Ready with the 2-2 now, and Burks is going to step out and ask for time. Burks has singled in 3 plate appearances. He's also struck out and grounded out. That's a little chopper foul off the post and back into fair territory. Count still 2-2 here. Kirby's going to get a new baseball. Beautiful night here as dusk is quickly approaching. We are under the lights. Just past 8:30 here in the top of the 6th. 45s trailing 7-2, but they got one back in the 5th. Kirby looking to shut down the 6th here. 2-2 pitch is very high. Burks takes, and it's a full count. Kirby upset with himself that he wasn't closer on 2-2 there to at least make Burke think about it. Here's the payoff pitch. Down low, and he walked him. So Burks, with a good at-bat, reaches base for the 2nd time. He's now 1-for-3 with a walk.
Next up, first baseman, number 20, Ryan Myers.
So here's Ryan Myers. Flew out, singled, and walked. He's singled and scored with an RBI. 1-for-2 in 3 plate appearances here. This will be his first at bat against Kirby with a runner on first and nobody out, or pardon me, 2 out in the 6th. Snap throw over to first, very close. Trostler swiped the tag down to Burks, but he's in safely. 3 stolen bags last night for Burks in a 3-2 Humboldt victory. Kirby ready now. He throws over there and he's back in again. Kirby, a very quick move to first base, especially considering he's a right-handed pitcher. Usually you think that's an advantage for a lefty, but very quick footwork and not a lot of wasted motion on the quick turn to first. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat. It's down low to Myers, 1-0. Utilizing the slide step there was Kirby trying to keep Burks from getting a good jump. Even with 2 outs here. Here's the 1-0. No, he's going to throw over to first again. Diving back in is Burks, but the throw is high. A little bit of a cat-and-mouse game here in the top of the 6th. With good speed at first base and Jeremiah Burks. There's the 1-0 from Kirby. Big leg kick, and he drops a slider right on the outside corner, 1-1. Had good command of that here so far tonight in his opening inning of work. Comes set at the belt now, ready with a 1-1. Runner goes. That's a hard hit. Line drive out to center. It's going to drop down in front of Harris. And they're going to have no chance to get Burks at third as he just kept on motoring all the way around. Myers sounded like he might have broken his bat as Harris comes in and gets it on a hop. Burks over to third. That'll bring up Kyle Callahan. Second hit of the night for Myers. He's now 2-for-3 with a walk. Callahan 1-for-3 with an RBI single in the third. So runners at the corners now with two outs. Two flyouts to start the inning for Kirby. And then a walk and a single. Have runners at first and third for Callahan. Callahan 1-for-4 last night. He had a double and an RBI. And he flies one out to center. Harris heading back, still heading back. And it's going to get over his head. That's going to be extra bases. Burks will score easily. They're waving the runner around from first. He's going to score as well, and that's an RBI double. For Callahan, drives in two. Burks and Myers both score, and it's 9-2. RBI double for Callahan. He's now 2-for-4 on the night with three driven in out of the number five hole. That'll bring up Devin Lehman. So the 45s had chipped into that lead a little bit, and they get two right back here in the top of the sixth. First pitch here to Lehman is on the outside corner. 0-1. Lehman an RBI single in the third. He's 2-for-3, grounded out in the fifth. Two singles thus far in three plate appearances. And he lines one out into left center field. Is it going to hang up for Bertotti? No, it's going to eat him up and kick by him to the wall. Run's going to score from second. Runner's going to stop at second. That's going to be an RBI at least single. We'll see if they charge the left fielder with an error or if they just give him a double. Nonetheless, the run comes around to score Callahan from second. RBI for Lehman, his second of the night, and it's 10-2. So Kirby got the first two outs and walk, single, double, and whatever we're going to score that one, single or double.
Up next, shortstop number 12, Jack Crowell.
You can get him out.
Still two down here in the top of the sixth. Three runs home here for the visitors. Here's Kyle Crowell. Pardon me, Jack Crowell. Seems like every other guy on their team is named Kyle. Why not this one? Called strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Jack Crowell reached on an error. He's 0-for-3 with two ground outs. Here's the 0-1 from Kirby, and that one's fouled down the right side out of play in a quick 0-2 now. Kirby ready with the 0-1. Now a little grounder out to second. Perrin's going to wait and take it on the big hop. Plenty of time to throw out. Lehman 4-3 on the putout, and that'll end the inning. Three more runs home for the visitors. Make it 10-2. We head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
The Cascade Theater and First Five Shasta presents a fun and free film series this summer to keep the kids cool and occupied every Sunday in the month of July. See family-friendly flicks like Minions, James and the Giant Peach, The Incredibles, Homeward Bound, and Up every Sunday at 2 in July. And each event includes games and prizes. And did I mention it's free? More information at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Abby, guess where we're having the Haven Humane Second Tuesday dining this month?
I'm hoping it might be upper crust pizza because I could totally go for a slice right now.
You guessed it. This month's Second Tuesday dining will take place at Upper Crust Pizza. I love their pizzas, calzones, vegetarian options, and so much more.
Please join us at Upper Crust Pizza on Tuesday, July 11th from 5 to 9 p.m. as they generously donate a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane Society work towards being a no-kill shelter by 2021 and a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the sixth here, Devin Orr is going to lead off for the hometown 45s, trailing 10-2. Need to get him back on the comeback trail here tonight. It's going to be Devin Orr, Austin Lively, and Jared Bertatti, 2-3-4 hitters for the 45s against Kirsten. Kirsten gave up a single run in the bottom of the fifth. Two runs so far for the 45s. On five hits, nine runs on nine hits for the Crabs. Seven runs in the third, two in the sixth. First pitch misses up high to Orr. Second pitch inside. Now it's 2-0. That ball is down low and a quick 3-0 count here to lead it off the inning for Devin Orr. 45's trailing by a bunch here. Need to get base runners going. And a four-pitch walk here to Devin Orr as he takes a fastball outside. Easiest 90 feet of his life, and that'll bring up Austin Lively. One for two with an RBI single. Grounded out to second his last time.
18, Austin Lively!
Lively was a one-man wrecking crew in the Solano series, a four-game sweep in which he batted 500 for the series with a plethora of RBI. First pitch is down low, 1-0, just a bit below the knees. Lively and Bertotti to follow. Both men 1-for-2 thus far tonight. That pitch to Lively's in there for a strike, one ball, one strike. Good speed at first in Devin Orr and at the plate in Lively. Here's a 1-1 now from Kirsten. Outside corner or thereabouts. Fans not happy with that call. Neither was Lively. It's 1-2 now. Pitcher comes set ready with the 1-2. Little chopper to the left side. Only play is going to be at first. It's going to kick past both of them and head into left field. The shortstop and third baseman both looking at each other as that ball actually kicked into left field. Burks heads up, actually comes and fields the ball while it's still on the infield dirt. So Orr will advance all the way to third as he's got a heads up base running play there. Not sure how we're going to score that one, but Austin Lively, they are going to give him an infield hit there. So runners at first and third now with nobody out. And the best opportunity of the night thus far for the 45s. The start inning with two runners on and nobody out for Bertotti. That's a hard hit line drive to left field. That's going to get down for a hit. Orr's going to score. That's going to make it 10-3. And Bertotti not wasting any time with his second hit of the night. He's now 2-for-3 and has his first RBI. It's 10-3. As Bertotti comes through, Lively holds up at second. Orr scores after leading off the inning with a walk. And here's Murphy now with runners on first and second. We're going to have a meeting at the mound. Right-hander warming in the bullpen for the Crabs. We'll see if this is an informational meeting or a transactional meeting. Murphy's 0-for-2 on the night. He's been caught looking and struck out swinging. 1-for-3 last night with a big fly. Solo home run in his second at-bat. He took a 1-0 fastball over the wall. So we're going to leave Kirsten in. He's thrown a total of 80 pitches thus far. Next pitch will be number 81 for him here in the bottom of the sixth. Looks like a right-hander warming down there for the Crabs in the bullpen. So Murphy will try to get a hold of one here. With runners on first and second and nobody out. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball up on the up around the shoulders there. It's 0-1. Bertotti at first, Lively at second. Very good speed at second. Infield playing for the double play. Corner infielders slightly in. Murphy hits a hard hit ball to short. That's going to get into left field for a hit. Coming around third, here comes the throw to the plate. And safe at home is Austin Lively. An impressive throw there from Burks, but it's up the first base side. RBI hit for Jackson Murphy as it finds a hole in the left side. And it's 10-4. A crooked number here for the 45s and still nobody out. Bertotti held up at second. Lively scored from second. So a walk, single, 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 and three consecutive hits now for the 45s have cut the lead to 10-4 with Thomas Ahlstrom, your number six hitter, up. He singled and scored to lead off the fifth inning, driven in by Curtis Perrin on an RBI double last frame, and a fastball up around the shoulders misses 1-0. Tonight's game brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park, their summer show, Mythic Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Also look for their Wings of Summer butterfly exhibit, turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? Ahlstrom swings and fouls back a 1-0 fastball. It's one ball and one strike now. Ahlstrom struck out swinging in the second, singled and scored in the fifth. He's 1-for-2. 1-1 from Kirsten. And a little chopper out in front of the mound. Only play is going to be to first base. What is in effect a swinging bunt. And 1-3 on the putout as Kirsten makes the play himself. That's the first out of the inning. Both runners advance. Murphy to second, Bertotti to third. And with one out, they've got two-man scoring position for Ben Kerner. Ground out to short and a strikeout. 0-for-2 thus far for Ben. Four runs on eight hits thus far for the 45s. Three of them have been this inning. Ben Kerner looking to extend the inning here again. Second and third. There's a hard hit ground ball to third base. Foul. Not by much down the third baseline. Just miss extra bases by that much. As he got a breaking ball. Was not fooled at all on the first pitch, and he hit it hard, but just foul. No balls and a strike. Righty versus righty matchup here. Next pitch from Kirsten will be number 85. Called strike there, and now it's 0-2. O2 pitch here to Kerner. That's a hard hit ball into right center field. This is going to get at least one runner home. Runner's going to tag from third. It's Bertotti. Here comes the throw, and he's going to score as the throw is cut off by the first baseman, Myers. Productive out there for Ben Kerner. A sac fly to the right fielder. Scores Bertotti. Murphy stays put at second. So three runs home now on the inning. And a runner on second with two down for Casey Trosclair. Trasclair is lined out to center field and struck out. He's 0-for-2. So scored a fly out to number 9, a sac fly, and an RBI for Kerner. He's now 0-for-2 with an RBI. And Trasclair looks to get in the RBI column himself here tonight as he watches the breaking ball up high, 1-0. 0-for-3 last night before being lifted for a pinch hitter in the ninth. Dominic Tating to lay down a bunt. And he hits the ball hard, deep to left field. This ball is up. It is gone. Home run, Casey Trosclair. Opposite field power over the Scott Valley Bank sign in left field. And that one got out of here in a hurry. Impressive swing of the bat there. And that cuts the lead to 10-7. Five runs home here in the bottom of the sixth for the 45s, and none more impressive than that swing of the bat by Casey Trosclair. Second home run of the season, first of the over-the-wall variety at an inside the park early in the season, now tied for the team lead in home runs, a three-way tie with Jackson Murphy and Wilson Kessel, two apiece. And that's going to be all for Kirsten, as he was pitching very well coming into the sixth here, and they've put up a five spot. We're going to take a short 60-second break. Right back with more Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
We got a brand new ball game here in the bottom of the sixth. 5 runs home for the 45 have cut the lead to 10-7, and we've got a relief pitcher following the 2-run homer by Casey Trostclair, his second of the season. 5 runs home here in the sixth, and we're going to have a relief pitcher. It's going to be number 18, Wyatt Tucker, a 6'1", 195-pounder out of College of San Mateo. He will come in relief of Kirsten, who had given up just 2 runs through 5 innings coming into this frame. He's now got the book closed on him. 5 2/3, 9 hits, 7 runs, all earned, 1 walk and 6 strikeouts. So what's up to this inning was a pretty quality start for Kirsten. And he hit the skids here in the sixth. As walk, single, single, single. Ground out, sack fly, 2-run homer. That last one off the bat of Casey Trostclair. So with 2 outs and nobody on now, it'll be Curtis Pear, and he had an RBI double last inning. He'll be the 8th man to bat here in the inning for the 45s. And he watches one outside. 1-1. Great game here. A 3-2 pitcher's duel last night. A 10-7 slugfest here tonight. This ball is flat out to right, but playable. And Perrin will be the final out of the inning. But 5 runs home courtesy of a rally and a 2-run blast by Casey Trostler have cut the lead to 10-7. We head to the top of the 7th now. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, high school sophomores, juniors, and seniors. It's been a long year, and graduation is just around the corner. After all that hard work, a nice summer break is well-deserved. But wait, did you know that by taking a few classes at Shasta College this summer, you can get a jump start on your college education? Shasta College has more for you. More classes so you can graduate faster. More programs so you can choose your perfect career path. More flexibility to work around your busy life schedule. And more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Summer enrollment is happening now, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Call 242-7650 to get started and get a jump on your future career with summer classes at Shasta College. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help you bring it all together. Get your jump start at Shasta College. Register today at 242-7650.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, your town hall of the air. On Monday, we welcome Brent Weaver, mayor of Reading, and we're going to talk about how we hired the new city manager and fired the police chief. This and unfunded liabilities and much more. All of this Monday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
You know, we started the sixth inning 7-2 Humboldt. We start the seventh inning 10-7 Humboldt. 3 runs for Humboldt in the top half of the frame. 5 spot for the 45s in the bottom half of the frame. 5 runs on 4 hits, including the Kia drive of the game, a 2-run shot by Casey Trostclair. And it's just a 3-run ball game now. Jared Kirby starts his second inning work here. And that is a little nubber down the right field line. This is going to be trouble. It's going to get down inside the line. That's going to be a little single dumped over the right field, down the right field line over the first baseman's head. Got him in on the label. Good job by Kirby there to jam him. But it's hit it where they ain't. And Weah leads off with a single now. It'll look like a line drive in the box score tomorrow. Even though that left the bat at maybe 30 miles an hour. That's one stat I love now that they're doing in the major leagues. You can actually see the velocity coming off the bat. Some of these guys like Aaron Judge, 110 miles an hour plus. We're going to have a bunt here now. Kirby, only play is going to be at first. Well played there. 1-3 on the putout, and McCarthy has a successful sacrifice. Moving up to second is Anwia following the leadoff single, and there's one out for the leadoff man, Alex Aguilar. He's 0-for-4, reached on an error and scored in the third. He's also struck out and flown out twice. Center fielder for the Crabs has been kept in check for the most part. RBI chance here, runner on second. And one out. This ball skied very high into shallow left. Devin Orr from shortstop now is going to end up near the left field line in shallow left, making the play. A long way to go. Nice job there, covering a lot of ground. Pop out to number six as Orr puts him away. There's a quick two down here. This portion of the game brought to you by Turtle Exploration Park, their summer show, Mythic Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Also look for their Wings of Summer butterfly exhibit. Visit turtlea.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? So Kirby's got two outs now. And a runner on second, trying to strand him out there, and it's going to be Kyler Murphy. RBI single in the third. He came around to score. Singled and stranded in the fourth. He's 2-for-4. He's also flown out twice. First pitch is at the knees for a strike, 0-1. Kirby trying to keep the 45s within three here in what has been a wild ball game. A lot of offense by both teams here in what was a 3-2 pitchers duel last night. Not so tonight. Called for time, did Murphy at the plate, and Kirby steps off the pitcher's mound. Gets the sign from Kerner. Now he's ready with an 0-1. That ball is chopped out to second base. Perrin, with good range to his left, makes a short throw over to Trostler. 4-3 on the putout, and that'll end the inning. One man stranded, nobody scores. It's seventh inning stretch time. We head to the bottom of the seventh. You're listening to Cool 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Summer is hot, and so is the fashions of Dandelion. Come see the latest finds designers have for you. Sun hats, cool tops, and super cute jewelry to make your outfit pop. Get cool with your own personal shopper, as all the ladies of Dandelion will help you select only the best. Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street. Unique gifts and clothing. Dandelion.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
For over 10 years, we've danced to support survivors of domestic violence and sexual abuse. Now One Safe Place invites you to the 11th annual Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County Style, on July 8th at the Cascade Theater in Reading. Join the 2017 cast as they compete for the ultimate prize, the Champions Trophy. Get your tickets to the show and vote for your favorite dancer at ospshasta.org or call 244-0118. Sponsored by Partnership Health, Results Radio, KRCR Channel 7, and KCBU Fox Channel 20. One Safe Place, together we change lives.
Summer's On Us sales event continues at Reading Kia, and the deals are so good.
Today, get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
And Kia Motors will make your first two payments.
That's right. Summer's On Us continues at Reading Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and America's best warranty.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, come visit Reading Kia today.
0% financing for 66 months, no payments for 5 months, and Kia Motors makes your first two payments.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, have a great summer.
On approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summers on Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.16 per $1,000 financed.
Sale ends July 10th. Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Reading. Facebook, YouTube,
ReadingKia.com.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Bottom of the seventh here, 45's trailing by three, 10-7 Crabs, and it's the top of the lineup for your hometown 45's. Latrell Harris leads off. Takes a ball, 1-0. Singled and scored in the first. He's lined out and struck out 1-for-3, 1-for-4 last night with a run scored as well. It'll be Harris, Devin Orr, Austin Lively, your 1-2-3 hitters. This one down low. It's 2-0 now. Harris has acquitted himself well in center field as well. Made a couple nice running catches on balls in the gap. And one over his shoulder is a 2-0 now. And he takes a strike there on 2-0, probably taken all the way, 2-1. And he takes a fastball in the outside corner and from 2-0, it's back to 2-2 now. Devin Orr on deck, he walked to lead off the last inning. Walked and scored. Five runs on four hits last inning for the 45. Zip ball is hit high and deep to left field by Harris, but foul. Out towards Cypress Avenue. And the Safeway over here on West Cypress. Still 2-2. That's a little chopper to left side. Going to be tough to get the speedy Harris. Long throw from short, and they got him by a step. 6-3 on the putout. Harris retired. He's now 1-for-4. That'll bring up Devin Orr. I mentioned him walk last inning. He's 0-for-2.
Number two.
With a base on ball. Part of that five-run sixth that cut the lead to 10-7. He watches a strike at the knees. 0-1. Starting his second inning of work. Pardon me, his first full inning of work. It's Wyatt Tucker, the right-hander, came in and got the final out of the sixth inning there. Hard hit ball by Orr down the right field line. Foul. Quick 0-2 now on Orr. Jeffrey Kirsten was cruising into the sixth, and then the wheels came off with a five spot. He leaves with nine hits and seven runs, all earned. Orr strikes out on a high fastball. And there's quickly two outs now here in the bottom of the seventh. That'll bring up Lively. 2-for-3, singled to drive in the first run of the ballgame in the first, singled and scored in the sixth. In between, he grounded out to second, 2-for-3.
Designated hitter number 18, Austin Lively.
He's your DH then after playing third the last several games. And takes fastball up high, 1-0. Tonight's game brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park, their summer show, Mythic Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Also look for our Wings of Summer butterfly exhibit. That ball is driven out into right center field, hit well, but playable as the right fielder is playing very deep, and it's a flyout to right field. 45's down in order. We head to the top of the eighth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball, KCNR 1460.
It's the final day for another Blue Jean kind of night as the Shasta District Fair gates open at noon today.
Tri-Counties Bank sponsors the annual Junior Livestock Auction at 8 a.m. Come support the North State's best and brightest as they auction the animal they've hand-raised for the past months, plus the silent auction with fabulous handmade items from benches to barbecues and much more. Bud and Bud Light bring auto racing to the grandstand starting at 7:30 p.m., plus trivia, hypnotist Kelly Carl, Jeremy the Juggler, Kids Corner with live stingrays and Puzzle Mania, Cornhole Tournament at 3 p.m., and Honky Tonk Boombox, 8:30 on the Sierra Nevada stage.
Gates open till midnight.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding, now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the eighth here at Tiger Field. As the visitors take their at-bats, going to be the 3-4-5 hitters, Burks, Myers, Callahan against Jarrett Kirby. You know, baseball is a funny game. 8 runs on 7 hits between both teams in the sixth inning. 3 for Humboldt, 5 for the 45s. And then one base runner between him in the seventh. And the seventh inning took about 5 minutes to play. Swinging strike here by Burks. And a ground ball out to second base on 0-1. Perrin's up with it. 4-3 on the putout. And there's one out here. This goes to show you never know from one inning to the next what you're going to see. One out and nobody on for Ryan Myers here now. Been on base 3 times in 4 plate appearances. 2 out of 3 with a walk. RBI single came around to score in the third. And singled and scored in the sixth as well. Part of both of the big innings here. 7 in the third, 3 in the sixth. That's been the extent of the scoring here for the Crabs. They've done it all in short bursts. And Myers now has been hit by a pitch on the first pitch here. Looked like it was inside, but evidently got him on the arms. And doesn't seem much the worse for wear, but it'll be a free 90 feet nonetheless. That'll bring up Callahan. Big blow last time up for Callahan, a 3-run double. Part of that 3-run sixth inning. Pardon me, 2-run double. He was driven in by Devin Lehman. And now manager Greg Cattaray comes out and has a word with the home plate umpire. None too thrilled with the free base runner there on what looked like a nominal hit by pitch. So one out and a runner on. That'll put Kirby in the stretch now facing Callahan. 2 for 4 with 3 RBI. And he scored twice. A breaking ball that slips out of his hand way outside, 1-0. This portion of the game brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Their summer show, mythic creatures, dragons, unicorns, and mermaids. Also look for their Wings of Summer butterfly exhibit. TurtleBay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful? It's a 1-0, and that ball is hit high and deep to center field. Harris going back. Still going back, and he's on the track. He makes the play. Right in front of the 406 sign. Callahan gave it a ride. But you really got to get it out to center here at Tiger Field. 320 down the left field line, 310 down the right field line, but 406 to center. And he hit that one just short of the American flag out there past the wall. Scored a fly out to number 8. Harris had to go a long way back to get it, but it's a long out. Runner on first now with 2 down. That'll bring up Lehman. Singled in the second. RBI single in the third. And an RBI single in the sixth. He's 3 for 4 tonight. Makes you wonder why he wasn't in the lineup last night. Fastball in there for a strike at the knees from Kirby, 0-1. 5 new starters in the lineup here tonight for Humboldt. They won 3-2 last night in the pitcher's duel. Evidently, this their offensive lineup here tonight. It's 10-7 Humboldt. Both teams have brought the bats. Here's an 0-1 now from Kirby and a breaking ball way outside. 1-1 now. Kirby came in the sixth and gave up 3 runs to a scoreless seventh. Pitcher of record right now for the 45s is starter Micah Gunter. And that's a fastball just a bit low and 2 balls and a strike now. Kirby wanted that one at the knees, but did not get it. Jack Crowell, the shortstop, on deck. Should the inning continue. Here's a 2-1 now from Kirby. That one is low and away, and he takes it for ball 3-1 now. And a hitter's count for Lehman. As I mentioned, 3 hits already tonight. To go along with a ground out, 3 for 4. 3-1. Up and away, and an easy take, and Lehman walks. Myers moves up to second base, runners on first and second with 2 down now.
Now batting shortstop, number 12, Jack Crowell.
Second walk so far for Kirby. First of the inning here, runners on first and second now, courtesy of a hit batsman and a base on ball, and that'll bring up Crowell. This ball is a little soft liner out to short, and Orr is going to catch it in shallow left field. Left score to line out to number 6. That'll end the inning. 2 men stranded. We head to the bottom of the eighth, still 10-7 Humboldt. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hello, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I wanted to say thank you to our amazing community for welcoming the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard to Reading Rodeo Week 2017. I especially want to thank these individuals for their support. Crown Motors, Holiday Harbor, Smoke and Joe's, Dill's Deli, Vince Stevenson, Stevenson Firearm and Ammo, Ted Leidy, Northern Firearm Instruction, Sergeant Casey Day, Anderson Police Department, Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR, and I especially want to thank Gordon and Debbie Bach. And until next year, as always, remember, everyone deployed, Semper Fi.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the eighth here, Colt 45 still trailing by three. They've got six outs to score three runs, and it'll be the 4-5-6 hitters here due up. Jared Bertotti leads off. Now 1-0 count on a pitch that misses. A swing and a miss there on a foul tip that went into the catcher's glove. It's 1-1 now. Bertotti, Murphy, and Alstrom, 4-5-6. That one is a fastball in the outside corner, 1-2 now. Bertotti had an RBI single his last time in that 5-run sixth. Came around to score as well. That ball is lined to left, and it's going to be caught by the shortstop on a short hop. Long throw to first, and he's going to get him 6-3 on a putout. Bertotti is retired. And there's one down. Here's Jackson Murphy, RBI singles last time. Came around to score as well in the sixth. He's 1-for-3. 1-for-3 last night as well with a home run.
Now batting right fielder, number 12.
So one out, nobody on here for Jackson Murphy. Your right fielder tonight. Hit one through the left side. The drive-in Austin Lively is last time in the sixth. From second base. First pitch misses here, 1-0. Murphy, then Alstrom. This ball is fouled back out of play. One ball, one strike. Ben Kerner, should the inning continue, would be the fourth man up. Tonight's game brought to you by the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, their summer show, Mythic Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Also look for their Wing of Summer Butterfly exhibit. TurtleBay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? Breaking ball drops in for a strike, and Murphy takes it 1-2 now. Pitcher's count. Fastball down to the dirt. It's 2-2. Wyatt Tucker, the right-hander out of College of San Mateo, threw a scoreless seventh inning after getting the final out of the sixth. And that one misses just a bit low. 3-2 now. And a full count to Murphy. So 1-1/3 thus far for Tucker. And a 3-run lead for the Crabs. It's a fastball called strike 3. And Murphy is down on strikes. Fans behind the plate don't like the call, but it's going to be the second out of the inning nonetheless. Two outs, nobody on for Alstrom.
Up next.
Singled and scored to lead off the fifth. And he's 1-for-3. He's grounded out and struck out. Under the lights here at Tiger Field, we've had a slugfest here, 10-7 in the bottom of the eighth. Alstrom takes a strike on the outside, corner 0-1. Hats off to Wyatt Tucker. He's come in here and thrown strikes. Already with two strikeouts through two innings of work and a called strike, two there. It's quick 0-2 now. Tucker wasting no time, ready with the 0-2. And a ground ball out to second base. And Alstrom is going to be thrown out. 1, 2, 3 go the 45s. We head to the top of the ninth. 10-7 Humboldt. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hi, my name is Justin with Vivid Details. Auto detailing should be a part of your maintenance, not just a luxury. Here at Vivid Details, we make your car feel and look like new. We specialize in paint correction, headlight restoration, scratch removal, carpet and upholstery shampooing, and much, much more. We give your car that new car shine every time. Remember, not all detailers have experience, equipment, or training to make your vehicle look and smell like new, but we do. We are fully licensed and insured, so give us a call today at 530-604-7380 or come visit our new shop located at 30 Hilltop Drive.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the ninth here, Colt 45 trailing 10-7 to the visiting Humboldt Crabs. New pitcher for your Humboldt 45, or for your, your Humboldt 45. New pitcher for your Redding Colt 45s is going to be Drake Meningo, number 44. 6'4", 220-pounder out of Seattle University, native of Las Vegas, Nevada. He's making his second appearance here. He also came in on the 18th and threw three innings against the Solano Mudcats in the victory that night. Actually came in and vultured the win, gave up three runs in three innings in relief of Kyle Smith, who threw four innings. So ineligible for the win. So Meningo, 1-0. And he's going to get a chance to whittle some runs off that ERA here in the top of the ninth. Throw into battery mate Ben Kerner, who will stay in the game and catch here. We've seen sometimes in the eighth and ninth that manager Greg Cotteray will get a new catcher in there if it's been a particularly long game. But Kerner is going to do the duties here after having last night off. So Meningo comes in. He's going to face 8-9-1 hitters. Anthony Anwia, the DH, is going to lead off. He's 1-for-4 with a single. He's also scored a run and driven in an RBI on a fielder's choice. Anwia, Jack McCarthy, and the top of the lineup, Alex Aguilar, here against big Drake Meningo. Hard-throwing right-hander. Brings the heat that time. It's up high. One ball, no strikes. Meningo, as I mentioned, listed at 6'4", and I don't believe it. 1-0 is down in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes. I'd say he's probably closer to 6'6 than 6'4". A first baseman relief pitcher combo. You've seen him take a couple at bats as a pinch hitter. And his second appearance here as a reliever. A 2-0 pitch. Is up high to Anwia. Three balls and no strikes. He's still trying to find the range here. Anwia, McCarthy, Aguilar, 8-9-1. For the Crabs, 45 is trying to keep it to a three-run deficit, hoping for some bottom of the ninth magic. One thing we haven't had so far this year, walk-off win yet. Now's as good a time as any. That's a called strike now. 3-1 to Anwia, taking all the way on a fastball to the belt. Meningo winds and fires. That ball's fouled back out of play. Actually fouled back to the screen. It bangs off one of the posts and out towards second base. 3-2 now, from 3-0 back to 3-2. We'll have a payoff pitch here from Meningo. Here's the 3-2. That's a foul ball back to the screen. We'll line up and do it again. Good country hardball there from Meningo. Here's the old four-seamer. See if he can hit it. A And Weah digs back in. Now we're ready again for another 3-2. And that one misses high, I guess. And he walked him. Very close pitch there, and Weah takes it and has a leadoff walk here. Second time on base for him. Pardon me, third time on base. Reached on error to go along with his single. Now has a walk. So there's McCarthy. Singled and scored in the third. Grounded out, popped out, and had a sack bunt. In his three subsequent plate appearances, he's officially 1-for-3 with a sack bunt. Beningo in the stretch now with the runner on first. Here's a hard hit ground ball to short. Orr is going to take it to second himself, and that's an easy double play. 6-3, well turned there by the CSU Monterey Bay shortstop. You can't draw it up any better than that. 6-3, double play, and a quick two outs here. Pitcher's best friend, and we remind you that tonight's game brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park, their summer show, Mythic Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Also look for their Wings of Summer Butterfly exhibit. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? There's Aguilar. Still looking for his first hit of the ballgame, and he hits the first pitch out to short, or makes the play again. 6-3 on the putout, and 1-2-3 in indirect fashion go the Crabs. We head to the bottom of the ninth. Colt 45s need three runs before they get three outs. We'll be right back with more Colt 45s baseball on KCNR 1460.
From narwhals to unicorns and manatees to mermaids, discover the physical and cultural connections between the real and mythical worlds at Turtle Bay this summer in Mythical Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Mythic creatures of all kinds are taking over the museum May 20th through October 1st in this immersive, hands-on exhibition organized by the American Museum of Natural History in New York. Mythic Creatures is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Windows are the number one source of heat gain in your home. Installing solar screens, window treatments, or new low-E windows significantly reduces heat gain and reduces your summer air conditioning costs, putting money back in your pocket. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Hi, I'm Brittany.
And I'm Julie, and we own Guild Beauty Bar, located in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
We specialize in creatively shaping eyebrows that uniquely fit every one of our clients.
And we also offer all facial and body waxing services, makeup by my partner, Brittany Bear.
Extreme eyelash extensions by my partner, Julie. PCA peels, and our newest addition, microblading.
We welcome all men, women, and teenagers to come in and enjoy a personalized service.
We will always accommodate you accordingly. And our biggest attribution to our small business is to make sure every client walks out feeling loved.
So please, book now at Guild
BeautyBar.com. You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the ninth here at Tiger Field. 45s need three runs before they make three outs. They trail 10-7 here. And Wyatt Tucker is going to be left in for the rare three-plus inning save. He's got 2 1/3 innings. He came in the bottom of the sixth, got the final out after the home run allowed by Kirsten to Casey Trostler. There's a swing and a miss here by Kerner. Makes it 0-1. And should he complete this inning here, that ball's lined out in the left field. That's going to be down for a single. Kerner singled the lead off the inning. I was just about to say he would have a rare 3 1/3 inning save, hearkening back to the days of Raleigh Fingers and the Fireman. Not a lot of multiple inning saves. You don't even see a lot of 4 or 5 out saves. The closer's coming in the eighth inning anymore, but they're going to give Tucker the opportunity here. He's going to face Trostglaire, who in his last at-bat took Carson deep over the left field wall for an opposite field two-run homer, our Kia drive of the game. He steps in here with a runner on first and nobody out. This ball is down low for a ball 1-0. Tying run still in the on-deck circle in the person of Curtis Perrin. So Trostglaire just needs to reach base somehow here. As a 1-0 pitch. Fastball on the outside half, 1-1 now. Tonight's game brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. They're summer show, Mythic Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Also look for their Wings of Summer Butterfly exhibit. TurtleBay.org for park hours and information. That ball is fouled back to the screen. One ball, two strikes. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? So here's Trostglaire. Flown out, struck out, and hit a two-run bomb. 1-for-3. 1-2 pitch on the way. That ball is very high. Two balls and two strikes. The catcher, Kerner, at first after a leadoff single. Here's a 2-2 to Trostclair. Foul ball back out of play, and it's still 2-2. Kerner, Trostclair, and Perrin then back to the top of the lineup, and Latrell Harris. Here in the bottom of the ninth. 45's trailing by three with a man on. It's Wyatt Tucker. Allowed just one base runner. This ball was fouled out of play. He had retired seven straight 45s since coming in prior to that single by Kerner to lead off the inning. He's been pretty efficient here, just 33 pitches through two and a third. Here's another 2-2. Trostclair swings and misses on a pitch down below the knees, and that's the first out of the inning. So that'll bring up Curtis Perrin, RBI double in the fifth. He's grounded out and flown out, one for three. Here in his starting debut for the 45s, came in as a pinch runner very briefly last night for Wilson Kessel in the ninth before being stranded. He's played a good second base tonight, and he's one for three, looking to make that two for four, although a walk would be just as good as a hit here. The tying run still on deck. And he shows a bunt, and it's outside for a ball. Catcher came up as if he was going to snap, throw it down to first, but Kerner back, and he thinks better of it. Big hole on the right side for the left-handed hitting Perrin here with the runner being held on at first. Second baseman shading toward the bag. Here's the 1-0. Ball very high, 2-0. Easy take there for Perrin. And he's in a hitter's count here, 2-0 now. We'll see if he's got the red light. As the umpire, it looks like he just had a bug fly into his eye, and he steps away. And now we're ready to go. Under the lights here at Tiger Field, a tight ball game here in the bottom of the ninth. There's a 2-0 to Perrin. Very high, and it's three balls and no strikes now. And he's in danger of putting another man on and bringing the tying run to the plate. The person of Latrell Harris, who's hit the ball hard a few times here tonight, one for four. 3-0 count. Runner goes from first, taken all the way, and that's a called strike. And Ben Kerner had about a four-step head start before the pitcher even released the ball. No throw. Easy stolen base there for Kerner. What, to my knowledge, is his first stolen base of the year, I believe. Here's a 3-1 now. Perrin takes up and in, and an easy walk there. So the tying run comes to the plate now. Runners on first and second with one down. Here's Latrell Harris. Singled, stole base, and scored in the first. He's lined out, struck out, and grounded out since then. But he's taken some good at-bats and had some good contact. And we're going to have a meeting on the mound here. We'll see if Tucker is going to have enough rope to finish this game. Looks like they're going to leave him in here. We've got a right-hander warming in the bullpen. Last night, Jay Wagner out of Cal State Chico was the closer. Came in and threw a scoreless ninth to lock down the 3-2 victory for the Crabs. Wyatt Tucker is going to get at least one more hitter here. It's going to be Latrell Harris. One for four last night, one for four tonight. Scored a run in each of those two games. He represents the tying run here in the bottom of the ninth with one down. Now moving into the on-deck circle is Wilson Kessel, so he will presumably pinch hit for Devin Orr. Leads the team in home runs and RBIs. Here's the first pitch to Harris up high for a ball. And all of a sudden, Tucker can't find the range here. That was the first walk issued. Prior to that single by Kerner, he had retired seven straight 45s. Here's a 1-0 now to Harris. That ball's lined into center field. That's a base hit. Kerner is going to be held up at third as the ball got out to the center fielder quickly. So Kerner stays at third. The bases are loaded. Second hit of the ball game for Harris. He's now 2 for 5. And the base is chock full of 45s for Wilson Kessel. Kessel's going to pinch hit for Orr. Orr's night is finished. He went 0 for 3 with a base on ball. Walked and scored to lead off the sixth. So he will be lifted for Kessel here in the ninth with one out. And what could be a dramatic finish here. We're going to have a relief pitcher. Let's step away for a short 60-second break. We'll be right back with more Colt 45's baseball here at KCNR 1460.
Summer's On Us sales event continues at Redding Kia, and the deals are so good.
Today, get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
And Kia Motors will make your first two payments.
That's right. Summer's On Us continues at Redding Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and America's best warranty.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, come visit Redding Kia today.
0% financing for 66 months, no payments for 5 months, and Kia Motors makes your first two payments.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, have a great summer.
On approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summers on Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.16 per $1,000 financed.
Sale ends July 10th. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding. Facebook, YouTube,
RedingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
One out in the bottom of the ninth with the bases loaded. Wilson Kessel, the right-handed hitting catcher, is going to pinch hit here for Devin Orr. And a new pitcher brought in for the visiting Crabs. It's going to be left-hander Zach Wallace, a 5'10", 165-pound lefty out of San Jose State. And by his warm-up pitches here, it looks like he's got a pretty good bender. It's either a slide piece or a hard curveball. And pretty decent velocity, too, for a guy who listed at 5'10". But it's going to be right-handed hitting Kessel with one out and the bases juiced here. And what is the biggest at-bat of the game here thus far? Tying run at first. Winning run at the plate. One out in the bottom of the ninth. And dropping into a pinch-hit spot here, Simpson University's Wilson Kessel. So some gamesmanship here with manager Greg Catteray. They bring in the lefty to face Orr. He counters with the pinch hitter, though he had the pinch hitter in the on-deck circle prior to the move being made, so perhaps trying to force the hand. But Tucker has been relieved here after 2 2/3. And Kessel takes a fastball in the outside corner, 0-1 now. Middle infielder shading toward the bag, hoping for a double play that could end this game. Kessel looking to put one in the gap that could tie it. Here's an 0-1 now from Wallace. Swing and a miss on a fastball in the outside corner. Late on that one, it's 0-2 now. And the pitcher quickly ahead. Wallace gets the sign. Now he comes set. Pitching from the stretch here with the bases loaded. No balls and two strikes. Kessel takes a pitch down low. 1-2 now. That one at the shins. Visitors dugout wanted it, but not going to get that one on 0-2. One ball, two strikes. Pitcher comes set. Now he's ready with the 1-2. Foul back to the screen on a pitch up around the letters, and he just tipped it foul to stay alive. Still 1-2 here. Good battle here from Kessel. He's fallen behind 0-2 and spoiled a couple tough pitches. A single, a walk, and a single have loaded the bases here. Good speed at all three bags. That ball's fouled out of play. A good excuse me hack there to stay alive from Kessel as he's made the two-strike adjustment here. Spoiled a good pitch foul there. It's still 1-2. Lively hoping for an opportunity himself on deck. Another 1-2 to Kessel. That ball is hit hard to short. It's going to be off the pitcher and kick into left field. And two runs are going to score. Harris headed over to third. Kessel comes through with an RBI single, drives in two. Kerner scores. Perrin scores. It's 10-9, and the 45s have come all the way back here, and the tying run stands at third base with one out. Kessel hit it hard. Wallace, the pitcher, had it glance off of his, looked like his glove. Now he's pointing to his right shoulder, and it kicked high off of his either glove or shoulder and into left field over the shortstop. Two runs score. The speedy Latrell Harris all the way over to third. He represents the tying run. Clutch RBI single there by Wilson Kessel off the bench, driving in two. And he represents the winning run at first base. We're going to have a pinch hitter now. Looks like Taylor Angley is going to pinch run for Kessel. So Kessel gets a round of applause from the fans here. Angley is going to pinch hit. Pardon me, pinch run in the ninth. He goes over to first, the former Enterprise Hornet. And Reading native represents the winning run at first. Harris at third, the tying run. And it all comes down to Austin Lively. RBI single in the first. Singled and scored in the sixth. He's 2 for 4. And he's been one of the best players thus far in limited action for the 45s. First pitch is down in the dirt. And it's going to kick away from the catcher, but not far enough. As Angley's going to stay put at first. And Harris at third. 1-0. A breaking ball there that he can probably eliminate on 1-0. Considering how wide of the strike zone it really was. We'll see if he's looking fastball here. He gets one. He watches one on the outside half. Called strike. And the fans behind the plate can't believe it. 1-1 now. Two runs already home here in the bottom of the ninth. Tying run at third. And what has been a great, great ball game. 1-1 pitch. Watches the strike on the outside corner. It's 1-2 now. Good location there from Wallace. Two tough pitches to the lefty Lively. Have made it 1-2 now. Switch hitting Bertotti on deck. Hoping for a chance himself. Here's a 1-2 now from Wallace. Swinging a foul tip into the glove, and Lively goes down on strikes, and there's two down now. Big out there for Wallace. As Lively's now 2 for 5 with two singles. And it's all going to come down to Bertotti. He's going to bat right-handed here against the lefty Wallace. Bertotti's had a good night. Other than grounding into a double play, he's 2 for 4. Two singles, an RBI single in the sixth. Came around to score in that 5-run sixth for the 45s. And trying to tie this game up here. Swing and a miss on a pitch on the outside. Fastball makes it 0-1. Two outs here in the bottom of the ninth, 10-9. 45's trailing with a tying run at third. The 0-1 pitch to Bertotti. Swing and a miss on another fastball, and it's now 0-2. And the 45's down to their final strike here. What has been a back-and-forth ball game. They've been playing from behind since the sixth inning here, or since the third inning, pardon me. Come all the way back from 7-1. That's a fastball low and away to make it 10-9. One ball, two strikes as that one's outside. Bertotti with a big hole to shoot out on the right side. Second baseman playing him to pull. And the runner being held on at first. Here's another 1-2 from Wallace. Swing and a miss. He got him, and that's the ball game. And the Crabs win this one 10-9 in a great slugfest here. Your final score tonight, 10 runs, 12 hits, no errors for the Crabs, 9 runs, 12 hits, and 5 errors for the 45s, and one that they probably are going to feel like got away. We'll be right back after these messages with the Colt 45 postgame show. Once again, your final score, Humboldt 10, Reading 9. Right back after this.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great planning, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
You know, baseball's a funny game sometimes, and it's not always fair. Micah Gunter takes the loss tonight after giving up 7 runs, only one of which was earned. The winning pitcher is Kirsten for the Crabs, who gave up 7 runs, all earned, but left with a 10-7 lead. And the lead holds up 10-9 as the 45s fall just 90 feet short, have the tying run at third base with one out, but two consecutive strikeouts by Zach Wallace of San Jose State shut the door, and they lose 10-9. They've lost the first 2 games of this series now in a tough loss here tonight. And that 7-run third, they just could not overcome it. As I mentioned, 7 runs on 3 errors in that inning, 5 errors overall for the 45s in a sloppy game that they probably feel like they should have won even with those mistakes, as they started to get the offense going. 5 runs in the 6th, 2 in the 9th, but they fall just 90 feet short. Once again, your final score here, 10 runs on 12 hits, no errors for the Humboldt Crabs. 9 runs on 12 hits, 5 errors. Kirsten gets the win. Gunter takes the loss. The save goes to Zach Wallace. Our final game of this series will be tomorrow at 4 p.m. here for the matinee getaway game here against the Humboldt Crabs. 45s will try to avoid the sweep. 2 tough 1-run losses, 3-2 on Friday and 10-9 tonight. We'll try and get back in the win column. Tomorrow we'll have every pitch for you right here on KCNR 1460. From engineer Jared King, our sponsors, Turtle Bay Exploration Park. I want to thank you for spending part of your Saturday night with us. Once again, your final score, Humboldt 10, Redding 9. Good night, everybody.
What changes, Michael? What changes? I mean, we're going to have more defectors soon, less defectors. Do you think that the North Korean people have a chance of rising up against this regime? What gives you hope?
There's no chance that the North Korean people can rise up because everyone in North Korea is slotted into some group, right? Your school, your office, your neighborhood. And once a week, you have to get together with your group and say what you did wrong. And then your colleagues have to get up and say what they saw you doing wrong. So you have weekly sessions when everyone's spying on each other. So if anyone is in any way plotting in any sense, they'd be denounced and taken to the camps along with their families. That's not an option. What is an option is if they start running out of money, and if there is some kind of possibility with some upper North Korean people that, like, hey, if they cut some kind of deal with China, maybe theoretically it would be possible. But again, they're chosen at the top, and I explain this in my book, they're chosen at the top not for their talent but for their loyalty. It's not a system like us where, like, hardworking people who are smart get ahead in the company. It's a system where you get ahead based on how obedient you are to the leader. So it's going to be very hard to find someone to talk to at the top who would be willing to basically put his life and the life of his family in danger to risk going against the Marshal Kim Jong-un.
All right. And what makes this son different from the dad?
He's not as smart as Kim Jong-il. And North Koreans have now started to learn through gossip through defectors that South Korea is wealthy and they are poor. And it's very easy to teach people, you know, our country's great, so on and so forth. It's very hard to convince them that being hungry is a good thing. And they tried this. In the 90s, when they started running out of food, they launched a campaign called Let's Eat Two Meals a Day Instead of Three, because two meals is healthier, right? They just want food for their kids. They want an education. They just want jobs. And the less and less that the government is able to provide this, and the more they see that China and South Korea and other countries have this, the more they start to question all the lies they're being taught by the government.
Well, I'm sure they just live in fear. And how would North Korea react if we shot down one of their missiles?
I mean, it would be an escalation, but I don't know that they would really have anything they could do about it, because they say explicitly, we know we can't win a war. They compare themselves to an anthill and we're elephants, and they say, look, ants can make the elephants move wherever they want, but the ants can't kill the elephant. So they're not dumb. The fact that they're shooting these missiles into the ocean instead of Seoul or to Tokyo is telling you, look, we're showing off our strength, but we're not actually trying to start something. This Ottawan beer thing must be terrifying to them, because they do not want to have a body count on their hands, because that is something that gives us a reason to escalate with them, and that is very bad for their position.
Wow, interesting. So, Michael, as somebody who wrote a biography on the last leader there, the same family, you believe that they are not happy Wambeer died.
Of course. Listen, if I kidnap someone and I want him as a hostage, and then I say, give me 10 grand, and he dies on my watch, not only do I not get the money, now you're angry that I killed someone. So it's worse than where I started from. It's the absolute worst position to be in. So there's a reason they sent him on that plane. It's like, look, hopefully the Americans can fix him, because we sure can't.
Fascinating. Michael, very few North Korean experts out there. It's great to get your perspective. And who would have thought that the young son, they have people had hope that might be able to modernize, would be worse than the dad. Michael, yeah. Malice, thanks so much.
Thanks, Fred.
All right, 1-866-408-7669. We'll give you a more to know when we get back, and also try to squeeze in some calls. Sobering stuff. This is Brian Kilmeade.
Attention Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-961-5842. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-961-5842. That's 800-961-5842. Again, 800-961-5842.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We all have opinions on the big issues, but what would it take to change your perspective? I'm Eric Bowling.
I'm Ebony K. Williams.
And I'm Kat Tim. On our new show, The Fox News Specialists, we take on the headlines with expert insiders specializing in hot-button issues.
And these aren't your average talking heads. Our panel is bringing the real facts.
And fresh ideas on the topics you think you know.
You're going to get their opinion and ours.
And when it's all said and done, we'll see where you stand.
The Fox News Specialists, weeknights at 5 Eastern.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-582-7585.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Summer's On Us sales event continues at Reading Kia, and the deals are so good.
Today, get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
And Kia Motors will make your first two payments.
That's right. Summer's on Us continues at Redding Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and America's best warranty.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, come visit Redding Kia today.
0% financing for 66 months, no payments for 5 months, and Kia Motors makes your first two payments.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, have a great summer.
On approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summers on Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.16 per $1,000 financed.
Sale ends July 10th. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding. Facebook, YouTube,
RedingKia.com.
Abby, guess where we're having the Haven Humane Second Tuesday dining this month?
I'm hoping it might be Upper Crust Pizza because I could totally go for a slice right now.
You guessed it. This month's Second Tuesday dining will take place at Upper Crust Pizza. I love their pizzas, calzones, vegetarian options, and so much more.
Please join us at Upper Crust Pizza on Tuesday, July 11th from 5 to 9 p.m. as they generously donate a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane Society work towards being a no-kill shelter by 2021 and a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
So the White House press secretary is getting to a point where he's just kind of useless. You know, if he can't come out and answer the questions and they're just not going to do this on camera or audio, why are we even having these briefings or these gaggles in the first place? That's the White House behind me, the White House. And it's just, it's bizarre. I don't know what world we're living in right now.
Jim Acosta upset that they took a question from Russian television and not CNN. CNN sits there for 24 and a half hours and finds a way to rip Donald Trump. They could be the biggest news in the world. They get back to some Russia investigation or some way in which they think he looks bad. And he's had it. So they're pushing back on it. And they had a gaggle off camera and didn't get a question in. It's all part of Sean Spicer possibly being replaced, which brings us to more to know.
More to know.
So Sean Spicer is going to be doing less TV, even though he's going to do one this afternoon. And one of the reasons, according to Steve Bannon, the chief strategist at the White House, Sean got fatter. Yes, Sean got fatter, he wrote in a text message. He didn't respond to follow-up questions. He says, I've seen it since the beginning. The president spoke today. He was on camera. Spicer explained he'll make another comment today at the technology summit, and there are days I'll decide the president's voice should be one that speaks and others. That's why he'll decide who, when, and won't he'll be speaking to the press. And they're all upset at him. But Bannon says it's simple, that he got fatter and doesn't feel comfortable in front of people. I think it's a big joke. I don't think there's anything to it. I actually don't even think he got fatter. But by the way, Steve Bannon, not that thin. Let's find out. We actually are in more to know. We already heard that. Let me switch it. 24% of Americans don't have a single dollar saved for emergency. One in four literally have no emergency savings. I'm not judging, I'm just reporting. A survey released by Bankrate found that nearly 60% of Americans could not have enough savings to pay a $500 expense if it popped up unexpectedly. You wonder why people are walking around stressed and want government to do more or somebody to help them? That's the reason. No wage increases. Americans report being more concerned about affording vacations than having adequate retirement savings. That's a little bit of priority change. We've racked up $1 trillion in credit card debt, and that's just a fraction of what we owe. That's according to the data released last year from the Federal Reserve. Let's move on. President Bush is gaining on Barack Obama in popularity, believe it or not. Bush 41 has not 43 has not done almost anything publicly, very little. I've talked to him twice since I guess it's 9 years now since he left office. He now has a 59% rating. He left at office with a 35% rating in 2009. Barack Obama's got 63%. Now, Barack Obama is impervious. He's Teflon, even though his policies on foreign policies have failed. One exception is young adults. Among his most favorable rating is unchanged and well below the national average at 42%. But people appreciate his class, his reserve, and his ability to keep things to himself, perhaps. Those ratings represent an improvement of what Gallup found for most of the two terms, including 54% favorable rating of late August. How great is that?
Would you say that President Obama has already
gotten involved in politics more so in just the last few months than President Bush has in the 8+ years he's been
Yeah, out. I think it's all true, and I think it's going to happen even more now. What about when they unveil his portrait? You got to come back to the White House to unveil your portrait. Remember that? Imagine the tension when he walks back in. Well, he'll probably know when he's going to get invited because he's tapping Trump's phone. We're not really sure. By the way, KFC has launched a chicken sandwich into space. One small step for a chicken sandwich, one giant step for fast food. June 21st, KFC plans to launch a Zinger chicken sandwich into space via a high-altitude solar-powered balloon known as Stratoline. This is an idea that is just genius. It is way overdue, and I think it's time to feed the universe, not just the world.
Aliens are hungry, too.
Exactly. By the way, they also found another planet that looks exactly like Earth. It's very mountainous. No cable. I'm not going.
Yeah,
but it's exactly like Earth.
Can you watch sports there? If not, I'm out too.
And by the way, as I pointed out this morning on television, we don't know if any of that's true. We have a scientist come out in a lab coat and tell us something he saw at the Hubble. I don't even know if I believe it. Hi, I'm Brian Kilmeade. You know my radio show. Have you heard about performance-enhancing veggies that help boost circulation, energy, and stamina? They indeed exist. And at the top of the list are beets. They're loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates, which boost nitric oxide levels in your body for more energy, for more stamina, without the crash of fake energy drinks. But I'm still not eating beets, period. Either are you. That's why I'm excited about Super Beets. It tastes great. It's a superfood that I drink every day. And here's the secret. Super Beets are light-dried, so the dietary nitrates are protected. It's great for helping to support healthy blood pressure and healthy circulation, too. You'll feel the energy boost. You'll feel the stamina boost in 20 minutes. It's all guaranteed. Two flavors, black cherry and cherry. It comes with your first order and backed by a money-back guarantee. Also receive a free book called Beat the Odds and free nitric oxide indicator strips to see what it's doing for you and your body. It's all guaranteed to your money back. Are you curious? You want to try it? Good. Go to briansbeats.com or call 800-541-2516. That's 800-541-2516 or briansbeats.com.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Overseas British Prime Minister Theresa May says the investigations into the Grenfell Tower fire has pointed to broader fire safety issues, which have prompted London officials to evacuate four public housing towers.
We have urged local authorities to send in samples of cladding and materials on their tower blocks. These have been tested. Many of those have been found not to be up to the fire safety standards that are required, and that is why action has been taken.
Meanwhile, the Camden Council decided to empty about 800 households from five buildings Friday night amid worries about exterior insulation panels, like the ones that are believed to have fueled the June 14th blaze. British International